KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
It's that time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Redding Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, Western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What it take the time to pre-wash and hand scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They're one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heating and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Can be used to stimulate the stomach. One in particular that I've used, but it's off-label. The FDA has disallowed it, but you can get it, and it's kind of many gastroenterologists have the ability to prescribe it because it's under a special investigational new drug, you know, kind of a technicality, a loophole that allows them to prescribe it. It's domperidone. Sounds like Dom Perignon, right? Domperidone. You get it from Canada, where it is allowed, and it's got side effects. It can actually cause some cardiac problems, so people with heart problems, it's not for them. That actually promotes peristalsis, makes things move along a little better. And so it's interesting, too, that there are natural treatments for this. And this is part of a tradition of gastronomy through the ages. Various cultures have developed things like aperitifs and digestifs. You know, they're very popular in the French culture. And they include bitter compounds. For example, Aperol, you know, popular drink, the Aperol Spritz, that's an aperitif. It'll actually is something you can take a little before a meal, and it will promote a little bit of appetite. You know, if you're not feeling like you're ready for a big meal, you have an Aperol Spritz, and, you know, it might have relax your stomach and allow you to eat more. For me, I don't have gastroparesis, but occasionally my stomach gets kind of all knotted up, and I feel like, you know, I'm under stress. And what I sometimes resort to, and that happens to me a couple times a year, is I'll get some Angostura bitters, and I'll just mix that with a little seltzer or plain water and drink that down, and it actually has a very nice relaxing effect on the stomach muscles and can help to promote that downward peristalsis, which enables you to digest. And there's an innovative way of dealing with this. We've talked a little bit about this. It is vagal nerve stimulation. You're stimulating the vagus nerve electrically, either externally, because there are devices that you can apply to your ear, you can apply to your neck, and they are, you know, handheld devices, which stimulate your vagal nerve, which helps with gastric emptying in patients with gastroparesis. And I have here in my hands a clinical trial from a couple of years ago. It's a pilot study looking at a few individuals. It's open label, so there's not, you know, the highest quality double-blind placebo control study involving numerous individuals. But I think they're going to be pioneering stomach pacing, electrical pacing, much in the way that they use pacemakers to pace the heart. Eventually, gastroenterologists will be able to pace the stomach, maybe pace also, you know, the other end of the intestinal tract. You know, people who have chronic constipation, they may get pacemakers to stimulate the peristalsis in their lower GI tract to avert constipation. And gastroparesis is just kind of like the upper floor manifestation of lower down constipation. It's just kind of paralysis of the normal downward momentum of your digestive tract. And I think there eventually will be better ways to deal with it. But I gave you some natural ways to deal with it that you can explore also. It's just Swedish bitters, you know, available in health food stores also can help with gastroparesis. Okay. This item has to do with, well, let's talk a little bit about vaccines, because hot topic this week, RFK Jr. was in a hot seat in Congress being held to account about his views on vaccines and the firing of the CDC director, who is, her name is Monterez. And this is really a hot and heavy topic. Now, also in the news is that Governor DeSantis in Florida. Florida seeks to end state's vaccine mandates. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he will work with the legislature to repeal any laws requiring vaccines, including mandates requiring children to be vaccinated to attend school. Wow.
He's creating a panel to make recommendations of vaccine policy that will focus on medical freedom, informed consent, and parental rights. So this is a big reaction to what happened during COVID. And I'll just point out that, you know, they say follow the science. But when it comes to the polarization that's happening in our country, let's harken back to 2022, January 22, when COVID was raging. They did a poll, Rasmussen poll. And in 2022, they compared the views of Republicans and Democrats. This is to show how polarized the vaccine issue was. When it came to fining the unvaccinated, about 18% of Republicans signed on to that. Almost 60% of Democrats signed on to the proposition that the unvaccinated should be fined. When it came to locking unvaccinated at home, Republicans about 20%, Democrats, 60% of Democrats said lock the unvaccinated at home. When it came to send unvaccinated to quarantine camps, you know, they talk about like concentration camps for what are called either undocumented migrants or illegal immigrants. Take your pick of the terminology. Send unvaccinated to quarantine camps. 20% again of Republicans, 50% nearly of Democrats wanted to segregate the unvaccinated quarantine camps. Take children from unvaccinated parents. Well, that's an extreme measure, so only about 4 or 5% of Republicans signed on to that. Nearly 30% of Democrats signed on onto that proposition. And fine and imprison critics of vaccines. Wow. Talk about First Amendment, free speech. Republicans, about 15%. Democrats, nearly 50%. So there, I have comments from people. This is screenshots from what people said back in 2022. This one guy says, my position is we must make the lives of the unvaccinated a total misery and just keep escalating the exclusions until we crush the resistance and break their spirit in order to force compliance and so they learn not to resist government mandates. Wow. And here's one from this person's name on, at the time it was Twitter, now X. His screen name is I Am an African. Call me malicious, but I'd love COVID-19 to mutate into a virus that causes almost instant death to the unvaccinated. I'd sit watching how they suddenly rush out to get vaccinated and fall over dead in the queues waiting. So, but what ended up happening is that all those propositions were wrong. The vaccine, while no question, it probably prevented serious illness at first in some people, some very vulnerable people. Other people like me, I took the shots, the initial shots. I didn't take any boosters, but I got COVID like everybody else, and it was kind of miserable. But you know, maybe the vaccine attenuated the severity of it. I don't know. But it certainly did not reduce transmission. So this whole notion that it was your societal responsibility to do that because otherwise you'd kill grandma and grandpa, even if you didn't care if you got COVID, you know, that just did not pan out. And so this whole notion about vaccines, it just got so hot and heavy that now we're seeing a complete realignment of views on that. And I'll follow up with some more information about the vaccine controversy with, I think, a fairly reasonable statement from the current director of the FDA, who is Marty McCarry, who's a guy I like. I think he's a reasonable scientist. He's criticizes groupthink in medicine, but he's also a responsible guy. And his new statement on the COVID vaccine, I'll share with you momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
A quarter century of probiotic excellence. Essential Formulas Incorporated proudly celebrates 25 years of innovation and leadership in the probiotic industry. Since introducing Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the gold standard in full-spectrum probiotics, in early 2000, we have remained dedicated to advancing probiotic science through research, education, and cutting-edge product development. Over the years, we have expanded our commitment by introducing groundbreaking products designed to nourish the microbiome, both inside and out, such as RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's probiotic skincare. As we step into our next quarter century, we extend our deepest gratitude to all those who share our vision of probiotic excellence for better human health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural grocers, Sprouts, Whole Foods, and natural health retailers nationwide. RegActive and Dr. O'Hara's skincare products are available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference today.
Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves it, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, so I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com/Hoffman.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From Cracker Barrel rebranding to executive orders that target the burning of the U.S. flag, we're going to delve deep on all the questions that nobody else even wants to ask. Tune in for the answers at Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Roland Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 gets you right through into the doctor's office. And so let's hear one of those recorded questions.
I was wondering what can be done for a severe tricuspid regurgitation and where to go to get the treatment. In November of last year, the ERO by PSA was 1.01, and in July it was 0.49. In November of last year, the reg volume by PSIA milliliter was 92, and in July it was 43. What exactly does that mean? And can I, where can I go to get that valve repaired if it needs to be? Thank you.
Okay, so what this lady is talking about is the results of an echocardiogram, which, you know, I don't know what those values necessarily mean. I don't know what the normal ranges are, but the suggestion is that the pressures within the heart are either increasing unacceptably or decreasing, depending on which side of the leaky valve they are. And so valves, you know, like in a car, valves prevent backflow. They manage the flow of blood through the heart so that the blood kind of progresses through the heart and doesn't backflow or leak back, okay? So if you've got a leaky valve, you know, just as like the valves that are in your veins in your leg, if they're leaky, then you get swollen veins. And if that happens in the heart, your heart's not pumping as efficiently. There are three main valves in the heart, the tricuspid, which is on the right side of the heart, and on the left side of the heart are the mitral and the aortic. And tricuspid, less common type of valve problem, because it's more mitral and more aortic. And tricuspid, when that happens, fluid builds up into the lungs. It can also build up into the legs. You can have shortness of breath with walking. You can have swelling, difficulty breathing. And so this is something that doesn't really respond to vitamins or supplements. I mean, you can take some coenzyme Q10 to tide you over, to assist with a pumping action of your heart. But there are procedures that can be done for it. A new one, I mean, open heart surgery used to be the way they fixed the valve, but they now do the repair with something called TEER, T-E-E-R, transcatheter edge-to-edge repair. And you got to find that at a very specialized medical center. And very few centers offer it. It's new. They thread the catheter through your leg. It goes up into your heart, and they fix it without cracking your chest. So check out TEER as a way of dealing with that valve problem, the leaky tricuspid valve. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rate you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. 802-341-4525. That's 802-341-4525.
One of the topics I'm asked about frequently these days is men's health. Are there quality supplements that men can add to their daily routine that help address some of these questions? I'm happy to report that Protocol for Life Balance has come to the rescue. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a unique suite of supplements for men's specific health needs. Virility for Men, Raw Maca, Prostate B, and Ortho Multi for Men. Virility for Men supports endocrine function, raw maca supports healthy sexual function, Prostate B provides targeted nutritional and antioxidant support for the prostate, and Ortho Multi for Men is a comprehensive formula that delivers balanced nutrition for the support of optimal wellness and vitality. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium diet.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Dogs running through the neighborhood or those heart-wrenching missing dog posters on lampposts. Well, if you have a dog that likes to wander, or if you want to travel with your dog but are afraid of it wandering off, I'd like to introduce you to the Halo Dog Collar. Ken Ehrman from Halo explains.
Now, with technology, you can just have an app on your phone and draw the fence you want, and those GPS coordinates are downloaded to the collar. And then now you could take your dog anywhere. And that's really the next generation invisible fence technology. They hear the beep. They know that means that they're at the fence and they cannot cross. And if you go through the training process, which is designed by Cesar Millan, the dog whisperer, and once your dog is trained, it works.
Check it out at halocollar.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number is 877-726-8255. More calls in just a moment. But I want to get back to the subject of vaccination. Big theme this week, and it's just causing an enormous brouhaha. There are firings at the CDC, or at least one. The head of the CDC, Susan Monterez, was fired after just 1 month's tenure there. The background on her is that she was thought to be a more acceptable alternative to a guy named Weldon, who was the initial nominee, but he's very anti-vaccine. So they kind of scotched that, and they put her in as kind of a compromise, and maybe as just a placeholder, because it turned out she was very pro-vaccine, and she defended the CDC's status quo on vaccination. Let me just say, you know, personally, I am very into preventive medicine, and the Centers for Disease Control is, by its very name, its mission, it's the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, okay? So the CDC has done kind of a mixed bag when it comes to its record in terms of prevention, because when it comes to chronic diseases have increased at an unprecedented rate in this country, even among children. There's no question about that. And when it comes to the acute problems, the urgent problems that we faced, like COVID, the CDC, I think, bungled the COVID. You know, people will disagree, and often it's based on party affiliation. It's unfortunate that that's the case. People defend the CDC because now the CDC is in conflict with the Trump administration, so it's kind of like the enemy of the enemy of my enemy is my friend, right? That whole concept. But when it comes to COVID, the CDC messaged very poorly. They gave up what turned out to be false information about the vaccine, and their recommendations for lockdowns penalized a lot of people. People lost their jobs. Kids couldn't go to school, and it was a big mess. So CDC, you know, one could question the, quote, follow the science legitimacy of the CDC. But this, the bastion of preventive medicine, unfortunately, or fortunately, according to some people, is vaccination. And in fact, when I graduated from medical school, and I had a choice of residencies, I thought of doing a residency in preventive medicine. And then I investigated it, and I thought preventive medicine would be all about diet and exercise and lifestyle. And yeah, that's part of it, but the vast majority of the curriculum and what preventive medicine was about was to make sure that everybody got all the latest vaccines. And I thought, well, you know, okay, that's important. That's being done. But I'm more into lifestyle, so I decided not to pursue a advanced training in preventive medicine, what was then called preventive medicine, which I don't really think is the best representation of a truly preventive medicine. So that background is to this, I think, sensible op-ed by Marty McCary, who's a good guy from Johns Hopkins. He's a surgeon, but he's also written about groupthink in medicine and how we've succumbed to groupthink sometimes because it's the prevailing belief, and often prevailing beliefs are overturned. So I got into a little bit of a heated discussion. I mean, look, these are fun. You know, it's like a little jousting with a family member over the holiday about what was happening. And he was saying, well, vaccination is we have an administration that is against science. And I said, well, what is science if not sometimes questioning assumptions and looking at innovations and modifying our approach? Because so often, it's often said that what a medical school learns at a given time, in 10 years, half of it will be discarded or obsolete or completely overturn. So I made the point of the argument. I said, well, look, you know, you're for vaccination. I'm for vaccination. We don't agree. I mean, we don't disagree about that. But I think we should be more selective about vaccination. Yeah, but the problem, he said, would, you know, people are going to start interpreting that as like, I won't get vaccinated and then we'll be in big trouble. And I said, well, let's look at medication. And I just posed a rhetorical question. And when I posed the question, he looked at me funny because he said, well, what do you mean? I said, what if, what about medication? Are all medications good? And he looked at me and said, well, you know, of course not. There's some medications that are less good. And, you know, he acknowledged that there's some medications that are sometimes stricken off because years later we discover harmful side effects. There are many, many cases of that. And then there's sometimes lawsuits and, you know, it's a big problem. So I said, why do we treat vaccines differently? We just keep adding vaccines, and we're pell-mell adding vaccines to the vaccine schedule for children rather indiscriminately, and we do not exercise the kind of review on our vaccine programs that we exercise over medications. And I sort of had him on that point because, you know, then he kind of relented and he said, but yeah, but vaccines are different and vaccines are important because we don't want to spread contagion to other people. And, you know, what if there's a Typhoid Mary kind of situation where somebody refuses to get a vaccine and the vaccine actually will prevent the spread of something? And you mentioned smallpox and how we've eradicated smallpox. And I agree, there's certain vaccines that have been very successful, have eradicated certain diseases virtually. But then what about the cumulative effect of multiple vaccines, especially given to kids? You heard at the beginning of the show, I was talking about a friend of mine who just received two vaccines simultaneously, the flu booster and the COVID booster, and he nearly died. He went into anaphylactic shock, had to be treated in the emergency room, fortunately, was saved. So with that background in mind, here's an op-ed by Marty McCary, an evidence-based approach to COVID-19 vaccine. And he points out that as compared with vaccine policies in all European nations, the U.S. policy has been the most aggressive. And there's a chart showing that in most countries, they do not mandate the COVID vaccine for everyone. While all other high-income nations confine vaccine recommendations to older adults, and many of them started doing this kind of early on in COVID, especially Sweden, more progressive countries, or those at risk for severe COVID-19, the United States has adopted a one-size-fits-all regulatory framework and has granted broad marketing authorization to all Americans over the age of 6 months. And in fact, the American Pediatric Association doubled down on recommendations that babies over 6 months should get the COVID shot with scant rationale, other than that perhaps the American Pediatric Association feels that if there's any questioning of the vaccines, that people just won't take vaccines anymore. So there has to be, you know, we have to be hardline about get your vaccines, regardless of any nuance about it. Marty McCary also writes that the benefit of repeat dosing is uncertain, especially in people who've had multiple COVID-19 infections or who previously received multiple doses of COVID-19 vaccine. So my friend, who, I don't know, by this time he's probably had 6-7 vaccines. COVID. Now, the science, they say follow the science, take your vaccine. Well, there is no science that demonstrates an advantage other than what they can say is that if you look at the blood, there is a antibody reaction to the shot, which means that you build antibodies. But in the real world, in real world results, your likelihood of getting very sick or becoming hospitalized or even dying from COVID, there's no evidence for rationale for, you know, 6-7 boosters, especially now as the vaccine has mutated. So McCary is saying in this op-ed, public trust in vaccination generally has declined, resulting in a reluctance to vaccinate that is affecting even vital immunization programs such as that for measles, mumps, rubella, which has been clearly established as a safe and highly effective vaccine. So he's not against vaccines. What he's saying is that by being so rigid about vaccines and saying, look, you know, there's nothing to see here, folks, it's all fine, people are losing confidence in vaccines as a whole, and that's having negative ramifications for Americans' health and, you know, a more selective use of the right vaccines at the right time for the right people, the right age, under the right circumstances, you know, perhaps people who are very immunosuppressed. And they actually make a lot of exceptions for this notion that people should not get the shot unless they're 65. They say the range of diseases in the CDC definition of high risk of severe disease is vast. There may be 100 million to 200 million Americans who will have access to vaccines in this manner. So not just older Americans, but people with conditions, you know, maybe they've had cancer, they're taking immunosuppressive drugs, you know, diabetes, respiratory conditions, et cetera, et cetera. But he says we simply don't know whether a healthy 52-year-old woman with a normal body mass index who has had COVID-19 three times already and has received 6 previous doses of COVID-19 vaccine will benefit from the 7th dose. So it's, I think, a modest proposal that's creating a big brouhaha. because the battle lines are drawn and, you know, people hate RFK because RFK is aligned with Trump and, you know how that goes. Yeah, that's what's going on. And, what's happening in Florida is interesting because if they remove the vaccine mandates, and it'll be kind of an experiment to see what's happening in Florida. Will the health of kids improve? Or will there be, I mean, I'm open to the possibility that it'll be catastrophic and that we'll have to reestablish vaccine mandates for certain vaccines and certain circumstances. But because there will be refuseniks. There will be, but it won't be that you can't get vaccines. It just merely will be that you won't be required to get vaccines. And that's a health freedom issue that I think is very important that people on a certain end of the political spectrum believe in, especially after COVID, after their bad experience with COVID. 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine.
The big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CB Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends. CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit forming options for natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra Support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra Support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Extra Support Sleep and Calm Wellness Blends. Unlock the secret of the muscadine grape, nature's antioxidant powerhouse. It's the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes that supercharges its health benefits. It's packed with more antioxidants than blueberries, cranberries, acai, or pomegranates, and its unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanidins, and more. Backed by 15 years of scientific research, you can harness the power of the muscadine grape with the Mighty Muscadine Supplement, supporting heart health, promoting a strong immune system, enhancing brain function, improving joint and sexual health, and aiding in a healthy inflammatory response. The Mighty Muscadine Supplement helps you age better with a science-backed, easy-to-take capsule. I've added it to my daily regimen and feel the difference that nature and an extra pair of chromosomes can make. Visit MightyMuscadine.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's MightyMuscadine.com, America's first grape with powerful benefits for your health.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
America.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams.
Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place, so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to... Need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With Open Phone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with Open Phone. Open Phone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Open Phone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From Cracker Barrel rebranding to executive orders that target the burning of the U.S. flag. We're going to delve deep on all the questions that nobody else even wants to ask. Tune in for the answers at Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides. DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
877-726-8255 gets you into the doctor's office here on Intelligent Medicine, so let's hear one of those calls.
I gave my dog the best possible supplements, from mushroom extracts to multivitamins for dogs, probiotics, and fish oil every morning. He was healthy the entire 12 years I owned him. Suddenly he developed something called pericardial effusion and passed away within 3 days. Or rather, I had to put him down. My question is, why is this condition so sneaky, and why is it that it wasn't detected sooner, even though he had two physicals the same year that he developed this condition, and he passed with flying colors, was not overweight, was in great shape, and a wonderful little guy. He was 12 years old when he passed. I am brokenhearted, and I don't understand pericardial effusion, even though I've done my research and spoken to many vets. Can you enlighten me in terms of what might have gone wrong?
Okay, yeah, I can really sense the emotional impact of that sudden death on you, and I'm sorry for your loss. Look, I'm not a veterinarian, but I got to say that when it comes to pericardial effusion in humans, they can sometimes be caused by trauma, trauma that hits the heart and causes fluid to accumulate around the heart, creating a kind of a straitjacket. It can also occur with infections, like cytomegalovirus and other types of infections. They can occur with autoimmune diseases. And so that is a condition in humans. And, you know, humans and animals are very similar, but there are some differences. So I did a little bit of research on this when it comes to pericardial effusions in animals, in particular dogs, and it's a little different than in humans. Now, first of all, I want to make the point that diet is not the end-all and be-all of health. You know, we're all going to meet our maker, regardless of all the wonderful vitamins and supplements that I talk about in this program, and, you know, healthy lifestyle and diet, exercise and sleep and stress reduction. There's no averting that. And also, there's this thing called genetics. And genetics may predispose us to various diseases, and that may be the case for certain dogs. There is a condition called hemangiosarcoma, which is a cancer of the blood vessels, very rare in humans. Less than 1% of humans get hemangiosarcoma, very serious type of cancer, hard to treat. But in dogs, Hemangiosarcoma accounts for 5% of canine malignancies. Now, why is that important when it comes to pericardial infusion? There's a lot of blood vessels in the heart. And when the blood vessels of the heart are affected, that can cause a fluid buildup or a blood buildup around the heart and compress the heart. And then it's very hard to fix, especially since there's an underlying cancer. So death can occur very quickly. It says that hemangiosarcoma is estimated to account for 5 to 7% of all canine tumors. And in particular, certain breeds are prone to it. Golden retrievers, German shepherds, boxers, Labrador retrievers, and schnauzers, among other species. So the genetic factors may cause that to happen. And my theory is that maybe that was the cause. But, you know, an autopsy might reveal the cause. Often that's not done in animals. Yeah, it's hard to imagine how that developed so rapidly. But, you know, unfortunately things turn south very quickly in both humans and animals. But is nutrition a factor? You do the best you could. Dog had a long life and a healthy life until that end point, which is actually near, close to the life expectancy of many dogs. This item, folks, if you want to turn back time, sounds like Cher, you know, turn, if you want to turn back time. Well, if you wanted to turn back the clock on aging and brain fog and fading stamina are making you feel like your best days are behind you, NP Factor Lipids is a breakthrough supplement that works at the cellular level, restoring mitochondrial function. We're about to do a program on just on the mitochondria on our podcast, our weekly podcast, so listen up. Energy, clarity, and zest can naturally return if you support the mitochondria, giving your cells back the power to fuel sharper thinking and easier movement. In peer-reviewed human clinical trials, older adults restored mitochondrial function to levels statistically indistinguishable from healthy young adults. Participants experienced a 35% reduction in fatigue and up to a 33% improvement in cognitive function within 8 to 12 weeks. I've been using NT Factor for years, and now for a limited time, take advantage of the NT Factor Essentials Bundle. Get 20% off the 75-gram size of NT Factor Lipids Powder, which I take every day, and get a 30-count bottle of patented energy with NT Factor free. Patented energy contains the same lipid blend in a pleasant, convenient, chewable berry wafer. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. People are living longer. Make sure you have the energy and vitality to enjoy it with NT Factor. And also, make sure you take advantage of my Full Script Dispensary, where you can find many of the supplements that we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine, drhoffmanstore.com. And you can also access my custom protocols for allergy, bone, brain, detox, heart, immune, sleep, and stress support. Subscribe to our newsletter. Take advantage of our free podcasts every day of the week. And use drhoffman.com as your source for the latest developments in medicine. Have a great weekend. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
You heard us talk about the powerful immune, supportive, and anti-aging benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat here on Intelligent Medicine. Himalayan tartary buckwheat is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. Now, Dr. Jeffrey Bland is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan tartary buckwheat called HTB Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. HTB Rejuvenate harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced with a stronger immune system ready to take on whatever comes your way. HTB Rejuvenate is designed to help fight oxidative stress and promote mental clarity. It's like a daily reset for your well-being. HTB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and great-tasting chocolate chews. To learn more and to order HTB Rejuvenate, just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for HTB Rejuvenate.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Republicans say it's time to get busy and support our commander-in-chief. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says the party is formulating a plan to confirm several of the president's nominees in batches over the next few weeks.
And this is the first president in history in the annals. We went far as back as Herbert Hoover's administration. There hasn't been one president, with the exception of Trump, who at least at this point in his presidency hasn't had at least one nominee clear by unanimous consent or voice vote. It is unprecedented what they're doing. It's got to be stopped. The president deserves his team, and that's what the American people voted for, and we intend to deliver it.
A drone launched by Yemen's Houthi group hitting Israel's southern airport early Sunday, closing airspace and halting flights for a couple of hours. At least one person has been hurt. A major assault Sunday in Ukraine's capital, killing two people, injuring more than 20. The AP Samia Kolob reports.
Russia attacked Ukraine with drones and missiles today in one of the largest aerial attacks on the country since the war began. The attack left smoke rising from the roof of Ukraine's Cabinet of Ministers building. Altogether, Russia launched over 800 drones, of which Ukraine managed to shoot down just over 700. But unfortunately, there were hits. A mother and her infant child were killed in their home. Residential buildings were struck.
As Chicago braces for federal immigration agents and possibly National Guard troops, churches around the Windy City turning up their response from the pulpit. Some are working to quell fears about deportation, others addressing the possibility of more law enforcement on the streets of the city's, or the nation's third largest city, that has seen rapidly rising murder rates in the last 2 to 3 years. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Summer is all about making great memories. Boy, I love getting out on the boat. I admit that one of my little joys in life is to get on a boat and ride around on Tampa Bay. But if you're living with pain, those future memories can be stolen from you. Here's a thought. Try Relief Factor. Let's see if we can get you out of pain. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement designed to help your body fight pain. It's a doctor-developed formula made of natural ingredients. The best part of all, Relief Factor never masks the pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it for good. Whether it's doing what I do, whether it's kayaking on a lake, running around with the little ones, or just chilling in the hammock with a good book, Relief Factor can help you feel better, move better, and do more of the things you love all summer long. So if you're ready to reclaim your summer and make some amazing memories, head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Do it now and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That number again, 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Federal lawsuit filed against controversial Prop 50 in California.
We got to fight this absolutely outrageous election rigging scheme from Gavin Newsom.
That's Republican candidate for California Governor Steve Hilton. He's filed a federal lawsuit against Prop 50.
You know that we already have gerrymandered maps in California. I've been talking about that a lot.
Hilton's federal lawsuit argues it violates several laws, including voter equal protection.
The districts should be roughly equal in population size so that votes have roughly equal weight. Right now in California, a Democrat vote has 3 times the weight of a Republican vote.
Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
And Governor Newsom and Democrats want to impose their own redrawn district maps on the state. A special election had been set for November 4th. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. A weaker-than-expected jobs report for August, raising hopes that a Fed interest rate cut could be right around the corner. Here's Rich Thomason.
America's employers added a paltry 22,000 jobs last month. Economists had been expecting more than 76,000 new jobs. And what's more, June's numbers were revised downward, reflecting a loss of jobs for the first time in almost 4 years. All of this increases speculation the Federal Reserve will cut its benchmark interest rate, perhaps by a quarter point, perhaps even more, when policymakers meet in just over a week. Rich Thomason, Washington.
South Korea says it has reached a deal with the U.S. for the release of South Korean workers detained in an immigration raid at a Hyundai plant in Georgia. A South Korean spokesman says his country plans to send a charter plane to bring some 300 workers back home. More on these stories at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Ted Bambino, president of the Redding Rodeo. We are thrilled to be partners with the Redding Rancheria. They are an integral part to the success of the Redding Rodeo.
Hi, I'm Julie. This is Debbie. We're here at the Shasta Family YMCA.
Hi, and I'm Kristen, the CEO. And on behalf of our team, I'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for the many years of support for our programs and our projects like the playground.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Financial Advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, my name is Lori from Backrubs. We've been working with the Rancheria since 2008. It's an honor to be partnering with Rancheria. They are one of our favorite groups to work with.
I'm Yasmin Pena with Shasta Heating and Air Conditioning. We've been working with the Redding Rancheria since 2022, and we are proud to be their go-to whenever they need work done.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Some of these offers, some of these services that sound fantastic, you have to wonder, is there a gotcha in there? Or maybe it's just not quite as attractive as it was sold or promoted. And that's exactly what happened here.
That's exactly what happened, yes. And I'm not sure how often that happens to people, but there certainly are companies out there, like we've talked about, Steve, in the past, that are what are called in the industry wholesalers, that if you look at their website, they state that they buy houses. On the phone, they will tell you they buy houses. If someone even comes to your house to look at it, they will tell you that they're going to buy your house. But if you look at the paperwork closely, they sometimes have closing dates of 21 to 30 days from the time of signing the agreement. Their mode of operation is that they want to get their inspectors or their contractors into the house before they close to get quotes. But these so-called quote-unquote contractors are actually potential buyers that they are hoping to flip that contract to. And so if that's the case, I'm not saying all the companies are like that because they're not, but there's certainly some of them out there that are. And if you think the house is sold, but it's one of these wholesalers, it can leave you in a very bad position.
Well, because they own the rights to that property for a period of time, whatever your contract says.
That's correct.
And so what you're saying is that, okay, hey, we'll buy your house, but in reality, now they do not have the cash in hand to buy that house.
Correct.
Or they're not willing to do that. And so all they're trying to do is then advertise your house and then sell it to someone else, collect the proceeds, and then pay you what the offer was. And if they don't get that done, you are led down a road that is not so good.
That's correct. And I've heard of situations where they will either tell the homeowner, you know, I didn't realize that your house needed more work than what we thought it did.
Ah.
And so they will try and negotiate a lower price so that they can accomplish their flip.
Yeah.
Their flip of the contract, or they'll just disappear. And you won't hear from them again. Or sometimes, if the original contract states that they have maybe 90 days to accomplish what they want to accomplish, and you as a seller realize, you know, this is something that I didn't realize was happening, I want to get out of the contract.
Yep.
I've heard of situations where this wholesaling company will sue the homeowner to enforce their contract. Not a good situation.
Nope. So, look, just avoid all that and call Ben. The individuals that I have on my program, Senior Care Live, are straight up trustworthy individuals and trustworthy services. Ben is as great as it gets. Ben is a veteran, veteran-owned business, high, you know, top ratings from the Better Business Bureau. Been in business for, you know, well over 20 years doing all of it. How long? How many years?
Just went over 28 years.
Okay, sure. Okay, well, all right, darn near 30. So I was shortchanging you on that. But, so Ben knows what he's doing, okay? You can trust Ben. He's going to make you an offer. If it looks great, go for it. If you want to go a different path, I mean, he might even recommend go a different way. But here's the bottom line. Give Ben a call if you're thinking about selling your house. You want the convenience of downsizing and just moving out of your house as is, and not leave all the stuff in the house to Ben, the repairs and everything, and walk away from it. 855-291-5005. That's toll free anywhere in the country. 855-291-5005. And he has an excellent website, homedownsizing.com. And Ben, we were also talking about interest rates. A lot of folks, I think, felt like maybe they were gonna start to fall, and maybe there's been just a tiny bit of movement, but they're still like around 7%, aren't they?
Depending on where you're at, that's correct. The long-term 30-year mortgage rates are still around 7%, which is still making it expensive for a lot of people to get into to buying a home these days. That's correct.
And, you know, we all, and maybe I remember, and this has been a long time ago, this has been, you know, the late 70s, I remember 12, 13, you know, 18%. Maybe even 20. So it was just crazy. So it, relative to that, 7 doesn't seem so bad, but we got spoiled rotten on, you know, 2.5-3% for a really long time. But the bottom line is they're not coming down, and it's still a pretty good seller's market. We could use some more inventory, but you mentioned that a lot of these large corporations, for the first time maybe in a long time, they're actually selling more of their inventory than they're buying. So what effect does that have on the market?
That's a story that I saw earlier this week, Steve, that I believe in the first half of this year, there were more net sales from investors or investment companies than there were purchases since, I believe, 2021 or before that. And so, again, this is very locality dependent.
Sure.
So in some areas, you're not they're not going to see the effects of this as much as other areas. But, you know, some of the areas, even back in 2014, 2015, parts of Florida where a company would have 15,000 houses in that one metro area. And that was just one company back then even.
Wow.
And so depending on what these companies do, they can really influence a local market if they decide to liquidate or anything like that. And so what it's going to do locally, you know, here in Kansas City, who knows?
Yeah.
But just be aware that there are factors out there that influence your housing market that you might not, that most people might not think about.
Well, and if they sell a bunch of their houses, it's going to flood the market with inventory, and now you have a lot more supply. And maybe that exceeds the demand, and all of a sudden, then the home prices or the sales price is going to drive that down a little bit, potentially.
Might come down and might make the 7% interest rates, you know, more affordable to buy. So,
yeah.
Just depends on your local market.
Excellent. Reach out to Ben. So check it, homedownsizingsolutions.com, or you can just tighten that up a little bit, homedownsizing.com, 855-291-5005. And now the Senior Care Live question of the week. In reference to a person's mortgage, the payoff is the same as your balance due. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize America.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Gold Leaf Nursery, last days of summer. 40% off sale is on now. All nursery stock, 1 gallon to our large 24-inch box trees. Ground covers, fruit trees, shade trees, evergreens, redwood trees in many sizes. Palm trees, flowering magnolia trees, crepe myrtles in many sizes and colors, full size to dwarf. The best time to plant a shade tree was 20 years ago. Let's get some shade growing in your yard. Gold Leaf Nursery has a huge selection of 24-inch box trees at 40% off. Blueberry plants and a great selection of citrus trees, 15-gallon size. Last days of summer sale, 40% off. Gold Leaf Nursery is located at the south end of Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road and Dersh Road. Sales start September 2nd through September 30th. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Gold Leaf Nursery, making Shasta County greener since 1975.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Where... and this might not be an issue with your listeners near as much as the general population, I guess I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
But in one situation, a person had been behind on their mortgage back when, actually, when COVID happened several years ago. And during that time, they signed a what they thought was a modification to their mortgage with the lender. And it actually ended up being, instead of a modification for their primary loan, it was actually paperwork to create a second loan.
Oh, boy.
And they had really no idea that they had even signed anything like this. And apparently they weren't the only ones in this situation. Our title company had heard of this happening numerous times with a large nationwide lending company.
Wow.
So instead of having a payoff amount for around $150,000, they actually had two loans that required about $180,000 or $90,000, which made the debt more than the house was worth.
Oh, my. Now they're upside down.
So they're upside down, which would have required a short sale, what's called a short sale, in order to sell that property.
Hmm.
A second issue was a gentleman that... anytime a person gets into not being able to make mortgage payments is an unfortunate situation. But in this especially was a health-related issue that had been going on now for about 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he also was under the assumption that he owed about $230,000 or so.
Yep.
And when we requested a payoff from the lender, because it had almost gone to a foreclosure sale, he actually owed closer to $280,000.
Oh, boy. What happened? What made up that difference?
You have things like when a person is not making the mortgage payments, then the lender has the ability to make property tax payments to the local municipality for tax payments.
Okay.
Home insurance and back payments, back interest, legal fees. There can be all kinds of different things that a person doesn't think about.
Late fees and penalties and all of that stuff.
Yeah, all of that stuff add up as well. And so when a person thinks, okay, I don't owe, I owe X, well, it can be a lot more than X by the time you include all of those items. And fortunately for him, even though he contacted us less than a week before the foreclosure sale, even though this has been going on for 2 years now, the lender was willing to stop and postpone the sale because we showed him a purchase agreement that our company was going to buy the house,
mm-hmm.
and a proof of funds that we could actually financially do that.
Okay.
So that's another situation where a wholesaler probably does not have a real
right.
proof yeah. of funds,
yeah.
but we could show him something from the bank that we had the proof of funds. So we're in the process of closing that right now.
Okay, and then what that did was it saved him from getting literally kicked out of his house because of foreclosure.
That's correct. So because he was in the kind of a unique situation that he still had equity in his house, but we're able to buy that house, let him stay there for a few months so that he and his family can transition to a new home without being pushed out of their current home.
Yep. And just kind of start over with the clean slate.
That's correct. And at least have some money in his pocket from the equity instead of some people, understandably, nobody wants to lose their home. But some people hang on to that home for so long that they lose any equity that they would have had, and they're kind of a slave to that house.
Yeah.
Which is not a good situation either. So at least he's able to get out of the house, get a new home, and have some money to start over with.
If this is resonating with you, I know this is turning some heads. I can feel it right through the radio waves. Reach out to Ben Socek. He knows what he's doing. He may be able to help you, even in a difficult situation like we just discussed with these couple of clients here. 855-291-5005. We're online at homedownsizing.com. And Home Downsizing Solutions is not one of these... I think they're, in my opinion, I think it's a little bit shady to potentially misrepresent yourself and say, oh, you're going to buy it. And when you really have no intention of buying that property, you're just trying to find a buyer to buy that contract, and then you would just send them the net. So I don't like that. So with Home Downsizing Solutions, you don't have to worry about any of that stuff, any of that funny business. Homedownsizing.com, 855-291-5005. And Ben, tell us about your book. You have a really, really helpful workbook that can help people who are in that downsizing mode.
Correct. One, I have the Stress-Free Home Downsizing book. That's available on Amazon, and I would love for your listeners to go to Amazon, buy a copy, and hopefully you like it and give me a good review, because could certainly utilize those on Amazon.
Sure.
But if you would like a free copy of our Stress-Free Home Downsizing workbook, you can just go to Home Downsizing Solutions or homedownsizing.com. Go to the resources tab. There's a number of free resources under that tab that you can download, and one of those is that workbook that you can download. And I think it would be a good resource if you are looking at selling a house and moving to a smaller home, apartment, or other type of senior living community.
And I'll tell you what, and we've talked about this before, but I've spoken with so many people, and you've spoken with way more than I have, but most people that's the hardest part of moving is, oh my gosh, what do I do with all this stuff and what can I take with me? What do I need to sell, donate, throw away, et cetera, et cetera? And this workbook would help you work through all of that.
That's correct. I think it really is, not that it's just me talking about my resource here, but I've been told by other people that it's a really good resource if you are in that process because, yes, I've talked to a lot of people that want to downsize or they know that they really need to downsize, but they just have no idea where to start. And so this can certainly start a person with that process.
So you go to homedownsizing.com and then go to the resources and then find what's that workbook called again?
The Stress-Free Home Downsizing Workbook.
All right, Ben Socheck with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks so much for coming in today. Excellent as always.
Thank you, Steve, for having me. Have a great day.
All right, we'll have more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
It's with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Paid in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free. And you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. 800-432-3614. That's 800-432-3614.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Shifts. Laying across Jacob's chest during panic attacks or gently guiding him out of tense situations.
With Echo, Jacob began practicing mindfulness and yoga. Their bond grew stronger every day. They now lead wellness workshops for other veterans. Echo doesn't say much, but his presence speaks volumes. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Join top CEOs and business leaders as they sit down with fellow CEOs on Executive Leaders Radio to share their insights, personal journey, and the real stories behind today's most impactful business leaders. So, Brian, you mentioned in the green room that you were always balancing relationships, being the middle of five and the organizer of the neighborhood. How does that play into what you're doing today?
I think so much of, first off, I would describe myself as a collaborative leader. I love getting everybody in the room. Like, there's so much more knowledge out there, and you want to make sure you hear all voices. And I just think that's really important to me, that, you know, you work with people to get things accomplished. The more I can encourage others to take on ownership and accountability, the more we can do as a collective team. And I think just that interaction, you know, whether it was with the family or with the friends, you know, that's still who I am today.
Discover more CEO conversations and nominate a leader to join the show at executiveleadersradio.com. That's executiveleadersradio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, visit SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so earlier this week, I had a really interesting conversation with a super nice lady. She said, hey, we listen to you on the radio, and we've listened to you for years, and now the time has come. We believe that we need your service. So she was going through and explaining their whole situation. And it was complex, but this is what, you know, we at Senior Care Consulting, I mean, we work with these different situations every single day. And then she started, it spawned all kinds of questions, as it always does. So I was explaining all of the details that are relevant to her situation and her needs. And I was providing a tremendous amount of information, just in a phone conversation over the phone, like I always do. And then she stopped. And then she just blurted out, wait a minute. The other place I called, they didn't tell me anything about any of this. And I'm like, oh, boy, you talked to somebody else also? She goes, well, yeah, I did. And what happened was she had called one of these free referral services. Free is a powerful word, folks. I'm going to talk you out of that here in just a second. I'm going to make my point very loudly and clearly. Ever since she signed up or just did a basic inquiry from the quote-unquote free referral service, her phone has just been exploding with I don't know how many dozens and dozens of calls in a short period of time from very aggressive salespeople. This is what happens. When you do that, you touch their website. They do, even if you don't fill out a form, they do data mining. And they go back to your IP address, which tells them your name, your phone number, your address, all of your information. They can go backwards and contact you that way. God forbid if you fill out a form. If you fill out a form, you are theirs. That is sent out to all kinds of their business partners who are then trying to get to you first to make their sale. This is the kind of stuff that you get, folks. It's not free at all, by the way. I'll explain that in a minute. And I said, and she was just perplexed. She's like, well, wait a minute. You're getting into all sorts of things that, I mean, I really appreciate it too, by the way. I had no idea how this works and how that works and all these things. She said, this is a lot more of a complex situation than I thought. And you have really opened my eyes. They didn't say a single word about any of that. And I just started laughing, and I said, well, ma'am, of course not. Of course they didn't. And then she said, well, why? And I said, ma'am, I'm a real consultant. They're just trying to make a sale. They're going to tell you just enough to get you just interested enough to choose one of their contracted business providers. So they don't really have an incentive to educate you on all the things that I just reviewed with you, simple conversation over the phone. They just need you to choose one of their contracted facilities so that they can receive their several $1,000 kickback. That's all they need. So if they spend all this time talking to you about all these other things, it doesn't really benefit them. So they're going to spend the least amount of time with you and tell you just enough to get you interested in one of their partner providers. You choose that partner provider, you move in. What they've done was, A, they accomplished their goal of increasing the occupancy for their business partner, and B, once you move in, that business partner strokes them a check for thousands and several thousand dollars. That's how it works. It's not free at all. Not free at all. So I just thought that was interesting. I said, ma'am, I'm an actual consultant. I educate you on stuff. They're just trying to make a sale. Such a stark, stark difference. So I'm working with this wonderful fella, and he's pretty heartbroken that he can no longer care for his wife, who has Alzheimer's. He's done a great job for her, but everyone has their limits, and he's approaching his, and he knows it. And so we're in the middle of, you know, conducting our research, trying to identify our top options. And I checked out one place that was kind of within the location parameters, and I was just shocked at what I ran into. And so this would be at the long-term care level. And this is some of what you get with an actual consultant at Senior Care Consulting. We don't just recommend places on our list that are going to give us our kickback. Okay, we research the entire marketplace. And I had one client one time. He said something that it's always stuck with me. He said, "Steve, along with you knowing the best options available for us," he said, "what is just as important, maybe more important, is you know the places to not go." And I said, "You got that right. I know exactly where we're not going." So, and that is important. That is important. Okay. So I stumble into this one, and I just started doing the research to figure out our top options. This one is definitely did not make the list. And I looked at the penalties that they have been charged in the last 3 years. And I see that a couple of years ago, they received a penalty from the government of $131,000. Wow! That is a huge, huge penalty. So when you're running one of these places, and then you're going along, and then about every year or so, plus or minus, the state representatives will come in unannounced and do an audit, a survey. Okay, and if they find any issues, then they will write a citation. It's called a deficiency. And if it's a really bad situation, they can fine you. And if it's really bad, they could deny government payments to you or your facility until you get that fixed and cleaned up. So along with this whopping $131,000 penalty, they also had a denial of payment from Medicare and Medicaid until you get that cleaned up and fixed. That's a major, severe penalty. And then I run into a much larger penalty that happened this year. $270,000 penalty and another denial of payment. I about fell out of my chair. I have never seen a federal fine as large as that. Not even close. 131's a whopper. But twice as much, $270,000 fine. So I'm like, all right, well, so now I need to know what happened. So then I go into another part of my research. I find out that in the most recent surprise health inspection, they had 19 deficiencies, and the average for this state is 12. Okay, so they're way above average. And then I look at the number of complaints in the last 3 years that resulted in a citation or a deficiency. 60 complaints in the last 3 years. 60. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Oh, my gosh. What's going on? So then I continue with more. 9 quality of life and quality of care deficiencies. Right. We have abuse and neglect deficiencies. We have resident right deficiencies, pharmaceutical deficiencies. It just goes on and on and on and on and on. So you go through here, and here is a J-level deficiency. That is as high as it gets. That means that a person's health and well-being is in immediate jeopardy. You never want to see a J. And you could have a K and an L. You know, that's pretty rare. But if you're going to have this high level, it's usually two. It involves one person, maybe a couple, usually one. Some incident with one resident. Here is a second J-level deficiency. And it goes through, and you read. I'm not going to read all of this stuff, but I'm literally doing this live. Let me go back that couple of years where they had that $131,000 fine. 31 deficiencies during that one survey or audit. And again, the average for that state at that time was 10. Okay, so here's a question to ask yourself. Is that a place that you would ever take your loved one? That's the question. Think about it, and I'll have more in just a moment.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com. I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families, and I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. All right, so back to my question. Is that place that's had 60 complaints over the last 3 years that resulted in a deficiency? Is that a place you would ever take your mother, your father, your spouse, your loved one? Most people would say no. Having a $131,000 fine, knowing that is a huge, gigantic whopper of a fine, then followed up by a $270,000 fine. I've never seen anything close to that. Is that a place you would ever take your loved one? Most people would say no, and maybe even hell no. Right? There's no way. There's no way. But I got a question for you. What if that free referral service, free is such a powerful word, so attractive, it's really, you get what you pay for, folks. What if that free referral service, what if they're on their list? What if that place is on their list? And what if you're like, oh, well, I mean, I'm trusting them. I mean, it's on their list. And so, oh, yeah, well, let's just go to that. Because you weren't told any of this. Remember what the lady said? Well, you've shared so much information, they didn't tell me any of that information. Nope, they tell you just enough to make the sale. They're not incentivized to do anything different than that for this particular free referral service. There are a few of them like that. What if this place, with a $131,000 fine followed up by a $270,000 fine, denial of payments and admissions bans. What if that place is on their list? 60 complaints over the last 3 years? 60? Are you kidding me? What if it's on their list? And what if you just unsuspectingly choose that one? because they didn't share any of that stuff with you, any of that information. What if? That's why I gladly differentiated myself with this very nice lady who is going to use our service, by the way, to help with her situation and her need and her family. That's why I said, ma'am, I'm a real consultant. I am. How about that? They're just trying to make a sale. And she said, it's all so clear to me now. I had no idea. I had no idea. So, let's take just a few minutes to compare my firm, Senior Care Consulting, with the free referral services. And I always have to put up my air quotes, free referral service. They're not free. They're not free at all. Not even remotely close. They are absolutely not free in any way. They get paid big time money to convince you to choose a place on the list. You know, there's one of these free referral services, and on their website, they're bragging. Oh, look, we have agreements with a certain number of senior care providers throughout the country, blah, blah, blah. And I did some quick math, and they represent less than 20% of the market, less than 20% of the options available. Oh, that's exciting, isn't it? So with a real consultant, the real consultant will explore all of your options in the market, not 20% or 18%, whatever the number is. How about that? Senior Care Consulting, we work directly for you. We represent you and your family. The free referral services represent an incomplete list, maybe even less than 20% of area facilities. They refer to them as their partner communities. They're free to you because they receive large commissions if you choose one of their recommended partner communities. That's exciting, isn't it? They are incentivized to recommend the places they have a contract agreement with. Some would call that a conflict of interest. This is why I have trademarked, with my firm Senior Care Consulting, I've trademarked the phrase, a placement service with integrity. We don't receive a single penny. Never have, never will. And look, I've been offered the moon. I have been offered so much money and airfare for my wife and I to Hawaii. That's thousands of dollars. Season tickets to the Chiefs. Are you kidding me? You can't get those anymore. They're worth so much. I don't know how much they're worth now. It's a ridiculous amount of money. One lady had a stack of brand new, crispy $100 bills on her desk, saying I could buy more toys for my kids that Christmas. Now, that one made me mad. I said, are you kidding me? You're dragging my kids into your bribery? Shame on you. Shame on you. Fortunately, she retired right after that, and I don't have to deal with her anymore. But anyway, it's unbelievable, folks. A placement service with integrity is what we offer. Senior Care Consulting, our job is to help you make critical decisions. Their job is to generate revenue by helping to increase the occupancy and census of their partner communities. We don't accept reimbursement from any care provider ever. They're typically paid 80, 90, up to 100% of the first month's cost by their contracted partner communities. Again, conflict of interest. I think it's a gross conflict of interest. We research the entire marketplace to find the best place for your unique situation. These other places primarily recommend a limited number of their partner communities. You get how this is going, right? When researching the market, we do not provide your personal information, acting as a filter so that you're not contacted by any sales representatives. We represent you. It's the point of contact. Not all, but some free referral services forward your personal information to that limited list of the partner communities, and then guess what happens? It is a race to see who gets to you first. Your phone will explode, just like the lady I spoke with earlier this week. Her phone is still blowing up, just ringing off the hook. Unbelievable. We tour the communities with you. We ask a lot of questions from the perspective of a nursing home administrator or assisted living executive director. We ask really good questions that most of our clients would not know to ask. Some free referral services will tour facilities with you, but not all of them. But you'll spend hours just returning all of the calls you receive. And that's just the beginning of your journey. I could go on and on and on and on. If you want to know more about that, go to seniorcareconsulting.com and then click on Why Choose Us. All that information is there. Here's the bottom line. If you want an objective consultant that's not on the take, that works directly for you and your family, if that sounds appealing to you, okay, call Senior Care Consulting. We would love to offer you a free consultation. We'll have a very good phone conversation with you. We'll see if it's a good fit both ways. 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. A Republican pollster warning for GOP lawmakers about the health care tax credits that are set to expire at the end of the year. The latest on the story from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Trump pollster John McLaughlin says Congress must preserve key health care tax credits for millions of people in the individual health insurance marketplace. Otherwise, he warns, working class Americans, including MAGA supporters, will get hit with a tax increase and many will lose their health care coverage. McLaughlin, who wrote a townhall.com op-ed, says the Obamacare subsidies are widely popular among Republicans and Democrats, and says the GOP will risk significant political consequences if the tax credits aren't extended. Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump defending Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. following a rough congressional hearing this past week.
Well, he's a different kind of a guy. He's got a lot of good ideas, but he's got a lot of ideas. You know, normally they don't have any ideas, and that's why we have problems with autism and so many other things.
President says he and Kennedy are taking a little different approach to medicine and health.
We're coming up with the answers for autism. You watch. We're coming up with the answers for other things that normal people, regular people, easy to get along with people, wouldn't be able to do. He's got a lot of ideas, and so do I.
President Trump says Israel has agreed to a new arrangement to secure the release of hostages in Gaza. He adds the Israelis have accepted the terms. Now it's time for Hamas to accept as well or face the consequences. Undersea cable cuts in the Red Sea have disrupted internet access in parts of Asia and the Middle East. Experts say it began early Sunday. The cause remains unclear. There are concerns about possible targeting by Yemen's Houthi rebels. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that, you can't go there, you can't play your favorite sport, you better sift this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms, one where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's 3-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain, and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
Copyrights count. As an AI company has learned, here's George Williams.
The artificial intelligence company Anthropic has agreed to
pay $1.5 billion to settle a class action lawsuit by book authors who claim the company took an estimated 500,000 pirated copies of their works to train its chatbot technology. If approved by a judge as soon as tomorrow, the landmark settlement could mark a turning point in legal battles between AI companies and various fields of creative professionals who accuse the companies of copyright infringement. George Williams reporting.
Mexico's top prosecutor says his government plans to arrest more people involved in fuel theft networks between Mexico and the U.S. Mexican government has already announced the detainment of one senior Navy officer and several business leaders linked to a massive fuel seizure in northern Mexico. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Author Christopher Scalia says he's very concerned about the decline of fiction reading in America.
When you speak to conservatives about fiction they like because it expresses conservative values or ideas, we tend to talk about the same handful of books. And most of those books are very good, but we're so focused on that small selection, I think we've lost sight of kind of the great literary tradition that's at our disposal.
Scalia of the American Enterprise Institute is encouraging conservatives to read more and simply embrace fictional reading.
Conservative men in particular just prefer nonfiction. Fiction just seems less serious. It seems frivolous. And, you know, historically speaking, that hasn't been the case. And some of the greatest minds of Western civilization have expressed their ideas and crafted their art through the novel.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Kick the season off right and join us Mondays through December 29th for our Monday Night Football in Overtime, where you can enjoy delicious stadium snacks and buckets of beer while you watch your favorite football team on the big screen. Check-in start at 4 p.m. Don't forget to play your favorite slot machine to earn a t-shirt and a shot glass. For complete details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlu's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large two-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlu's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlu's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
When you have a workers' compensation case, the insurance companies and adjusters are not on your side. Speak with an attorney to be sure you're not missing out on the benefits that you need and are entitled to. Workers' compensation is complicated. Gorman Law can help you turn a bad situation into a new opportunity. Call us at 530-262-2168, 530-262-2168, or schedule a free consultation online at gormancomplaw.com.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope. That's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. But it takes the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Join me, Mark Levin, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. KCNR, your talk radio.
Donald Trump is doing something that's never been done in American history. Now, what Trump is trying to do all at once, he wants to, what I call, reindustrialize.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
KCNR, your talk radio.
Boyfriend and now fiancé of Taylor Swift. And he did a commercial a little while back urging people to simultaneously take the flu vaccine and COVID booster. And the thing is that the theme is that you can do two things at once. And it was kind of a cute commercial where he was seen mowing his lawn while barbecuing simultaneously, suggesting that it's simply a matter of multitasking. You know, it saves time. It's convenient. Then you had Ashish Jha. Remember him? He was White House COVID-19 vaccine response coordinator during the Biden administration. And he famously said, "This is why God gave us two arms." And then he proudly displayed two Band-Aids, one on one arm and one on the other, having just received his seasonal flu vaccine and COVID booster conveniently at the same time. So my friend Mark, just for context, because it's a politically polarized time and the pro-vaccine and anti-vaccine folks are often aligned with political parties, Mark is a Democrat, full disclosure. I don't think it's a secret. He's actually run for public office locally in Venice, California as a Democratic candidate. And so he has no bone to pick with the vaccine program overall. He is not pro-RFK. He's not a MAHA guy. But he writes, "Think twice before taking a flu vaccine and COVID booster at the same time. I thought I could avoid two trips to the pharmacy, but little did I suspect this would put me in the ER. I had asked the pharmacist if it was all right to take the two at the same time, and he assured me there should be no problem. So after the shots, about 11 a.m., I was home on the computer, then had a snack, and then at 3 p.m. was catching up on CNN and the debacle that is our nation these days." You can see that he's not a fan of MAGA and the current administration. He says, "I started to feel ill as though I might be getting the flu. Well, I know it is not unusual to feel slight flu or COVID symptoms after the shots, but this was beyond that. Most alarming was that my throat became constricted, making it difficult to swallow. Then my eyes got swollen, started constantly tearing. Having experienced anaphylaxis following a typhoid shot in 1978, my goodness, that's like 50 years ago, I wasn't going to wait around to see if my condition progressed to trouble breathing. I drove over to the ER at Cedars-Sinai Hospital in Marina Del Rey, wondering if I sat stalled in traffic, if I would later regret not calling the paramedics to come directly to the house. I was admitted quickly, and Dr. Oski soon recommended several pills and intravenous drugs to stop my body from so strongly reacting to the dual shots. As I waited for the regime of drugs to be administered, I got extremely cold. My body went into convulsions, not an epileptic fit, but continuous, uncontrollable shaking or tremors. This went on for over an hour as the nurses wrapped me in four heated blankets and gave me the pills and intravenous Benadryl and fluids. Then I just shook and waited as the tremors continued until they very, very slowly abated to nothing. The staff monitored me until my blood pressure returned to an acceptable number. When I was admitted, my BP was 178 over 128, clearly in the danger zone. When I left, it was back down to 132 over 72. I'm back home enjoying a light dinner and relieved that I trusted my instincts to go to the ER. In a text conversation with my GP, he told me that if I had asked, he would have advised me not to take the two shots on the same day. "Take care," he writes. And so, you know, I submit to you that the debate about vaccines and vaccination and our vaccination schedule and whether we need more research on vaccines and when it is appropriate to take vaccines and perhaps even critically looking at the need for some of the many vaccines that we've introduced. I believe that now a kid who was born in 2025 is destined to receive as many as 32 different vaccinations by the time he or she is an adolescent. There are reasonable questions to be asked about the safety and efficacy of vaccines, as was pointed out during the COVID vaccine debacle. The debate is not binary. Vaccines are neither good nor bad per se. They're a tool that we can invoke to protect us from disease, but also a tool that we should use with discretion. And unfortunately, it's become politicized at a time where polarization in our country is unprecedented. So a little later in today's program, we're going to take a deep dive on the subject of vaccination and what's going on. I think this week, big week on that, an announcement by Florida Governor DeSantis that he was rolling back vaccine mandates in the state of Florida. And RFK Jr. had a contentious hearing in Congress, and President Trump raised questions about the data underlying the approval and continued use of the COVID vaccines, even though he takes great pride in his Operation Warp Speed that he pushed, but ultimately wants to take a closer look at vaccinations overall. And that's prompting an enormous pushback by legislators, by people at the CDC who are quitting en masse in protest of the replacement of the CDC director, Susan Monterez, who was fired because she didn't want to go along with the new vaccine recommendations. She kind of wanted to hold the line on previous vaccine recommendations, and many of her staff quit and then blasted RFK Jr. and the current administration. And so a lot's happening on the vaccine front. We'll take a look at some of the controversies in just a few moments. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Are you concerned about your blood pressure? Join the millions worldwide who have chosen Kyolic as a natural alternative to support their heart health. Why Kyolic? It works. Over 900 published scientific articles and research studies have shown that Kyolic aged garlic extract has a positive effect on cardiovascular risk factors such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, circulation, blood sugar balance, and more. Kyolic aged garlic extract, organically grown garlic aged for up to 20 months for maximum purity and potency. Gentle on the stomach, easy to swallow capsules with no offensive garlic odor or taste. Visit Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Learn about Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure, as well as Kyolic's other cardiovascular formulas. Kyolic is sold at Sprouts, natural grocers, Whole Foods, and natural health stores everywhere. Also online. Get Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109. It works.
Has your digestive health been striking out due to poor food choices, medications, stress, and other lifestyle issues? This season, hit a home run for your digestive health with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live probiotic encapsulated in small, easy-to-swallow capsules that delivers Dr. O'Hara's signature blend of pre, pro, and postbiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's award-winning formula contains a prebiotic blend of fruits and vegetables, which are naturally fermented with 13 strains of live probiotic bacteria for a minimum of 3 years. The result? Dr. O'Hara's game-changing postbiotic metabolites, which are key to supporting long-term digestive, immune, and cognitive function. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, an all-star formulation and the best probiotic on the market today for overall digestive health and wellness. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1450.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community. Bot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And we'd like to take your calls, your recorded calls, because you call that number anytime during the week, 24-7, 365. You can record a question just like this individual, so let's hear it.
Hi. I used to get horrible, horrible migraines. I mean, really bad. And then I had a massive heart attack. And guess what? I haven't had another migraine. Could have been that those things that were blocked for hot started the migraines or whatever. Anyway, thanks.
Okay, so, wow, interesting question. So migraines and their relationship to heart attacks. And in fact, it is now being recognized that chronic migraines are sometimes a harbinger of risk for heart attack especially in women. Okay, I have here an article from Journal of the American Medical, Journal of the American Heart Association, which is a JAMA journal. Migraine headache, an underappreciated risk factor for cardiovascular disease in women. And what they say here is there's accumulating evidence linking migraine to increased risk for cardiovascular events. And what they say is that there's something about women, especially younger women, and this caller sounds relatively young, that makes them more prone to migraines and simultaneously to cardiovascular events like heart attacks. So what's happening in a migraine is that the blood vessel kind of gets twitchy. And the thought is that there's alternate spasm, sometimes with vasodilation, which is expanding of the blood vessels. And this has to do with the endothelium. The endothelium is the lining of the arteries, and it's not behaving itself. It's getting kind of wonky. And that may also be a mechanism in heart disease. So it's actually been shown that estrogen may have something to do with that. So it's a lot of women get perimenopausal migraines, but sometimes the migraines go away after menopause because estrogen is decreased. And so I can't really explain why the migraines went away after the heart attack. It may be that, you know, if you had a heart attack, you're probably on some medication, and the medication that treats the heart attack may simultaneously treat the migraine. For example, people put on beta blockers for both conditions. And so it may also be just the passage of time. As you get a little older, maybe your estrogen levels drop, and there's less likelihood that you experience the kind of migraines that younger women have. So yes, indeed, there is an association. And so women with migraines might want to get a cardiovascular checkup. The problem, too, is often the type of heart attacks that they get are not associated with high degrees of plaque formation, that it may be not so much gunk in the arteries, but the spasm of the arteries that causes the heart attack, just like spasm or dilation of the arteries may be associated with migraine headaches. So there you have it. Folks, you've heard us talk about the powerful immune-supportive and anti-aging benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat, abbreviated HTB, here on Intelligent Medicine. Himalayan tartary buckwheat is an ancient superfood that works to undo cellular stress and rejuvenate systems throughout the body. And now Dr. Jeffrey Bland, known to many of you as the godfather of functional medicine, is out with a unique formulation of Himalayan tartary buckwheat called HTB Rejuvenate from Big Bold Health. HTB Rejuvenate harnesses the extraordinary benefits of Himalayan tartary buckwheat combined with other synergistic ingredients that together leave you feeling more balanced with a stronger immune system, ready to take on whatever comes your way. HTB Rejuvenate is designed to help fight oxidative stress and promote mental clarity. It's like a daily reset for your well-being. Dr. Bland is deservedly recognized as a leader in the field, and he's long been an inspiration to me in my career path. And as a result, I have the utmost confidence in the scientific bona fides of this product and recommend it unhesitatingly. HTB Rejuvenate is available in capsules, powder, and great-tasting chocolate chews. Also from the same company, which is Big Bold Health, they make a great fish oil. To learn more and to order HTB Rejuvenate, just go to bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman20 for 20% off site-wide. That's bigboldhealth.com/Hoffman for HTB Rejuvenate. Okay, when we return, we're going to take a deep dive into trash, because I'm reading a lot of trash these days, specifically a book on the subject of trash, and I'll discuss that with you. 877-726-8255 for Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.
old way of living with diabetes is a pain, you've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes, and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
Aging doesn't have to mean slowing down. Meet MitoPure, the revolutionary Urolithin A supplement from Timeline. MitoPure ignites mitophagy, your body's natural anti-aging pathway. As we age, our cells build up damage and their ability to create energy drops. MitoPure restores your energy at the source. MitoPure is a clinically validated solution backed by over 15 years of research. Boost your cellular energy and enhance muscle strength and endurance, all without changing your diet or exercise routine. As someone who loves to stay active, I've noticed a significant boost in my workouts since I started taking it. I feel stronger and more energized, and my recovery time has improved dramatically. Imagine having the energy to tackle every challenge that comes your way. MitoPure is a game changer, so I'm excited to share that you can now get 20% off any Timeline supplement or skincare purchase, including the all-new MitoPure gummies. Just visit timeline.com/Hoffman. Use code Hoffman at checkout to receive 20% off MitoPure. There's never been a better time to experience the benefits of MitoPure. Timeline.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
With Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
We talk about Gen Z didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. 800-425-1161. That's 800-425-1161.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
DrHoffman.com, your portal for cutting-edge information on health and nutrition.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And in your leisure time, do you read a lot of trash? Well, I do. More specifically, I came across a book entitled Trash, entitled Waste Wars, The Wild Afterlife of Your Trash by Alexander Clapp. And the reason I read it is because I virtuously recycle. I am obsessive about separating my paper from my plastic, from my metal, and then even household scraps. And I put it into the containers. I'm very dutiful about it. And I even clean out the plastic because I don't want the people at the other end of the process to have a lot of, you know, gunk, you know, maybe, you know, rotten strawberry in a plastic container. I just want to make it easy for them to sort it out at the end point where it's going to. And I even go to my local dump when I'm out in the country. There's a dump. It's actually a, shall we say, recycling facility, but we call it the dump. And it's kind of a ritual. We go to the dump, and we separate all our stuff, our cardboard, our paper, newspaper, our metal, our plastic, and we throw it into the appropriate bins. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of fun. You know, it's like something to do on a summer day. And so in order to find out what happens to my trash after this dutiful recycling, I read this book, and I recommend the book to you. And it's a tough read because it's very depressing. It really is. It's very depressing because there's a little history about plastics. You know, World War II gave plastics an impetus because there was a shortage of some of the raw materials to make things. You know, we couldn't access certain raw materials. There was like rationing of metal. There were actually, you know, kids would go around the neighborhood with wagons to collect metal, you know, so that they could make it into armaments, and airplanes and bullets. And so plastics started to come into their own during World War II. Then there was this boom of prosperity, and we westernized a lot of Europe. We imported a lot of our ideas to Europe and to the developing world. And there was a petroleum boom as well. And I guess we have to be reminded that plastics come to us from petroleum, from oil in the ground. And we, through modern chemistry, we modify petroleum through very, very harsh refining techniques into all kinds of plastic, hard plastic, soft plastic, containers. And so much so that even though with decreased reliance on fossil fuels, which we anticipate in the future, you know, we're greening the economy and we're going to use more solar and wind, etc., maybe nuclear, it's still estimated that plastics will take up the slack to the extent that maybe half of the petroleum that we produce won't be so much burned as fuel. It'll be turned into plastic. And part of this is the throwaway culture, you know, the popularization of one-use containers. I mean, I just am amazed at how quickly I fill up the recycling container. I mean, it's like massive amounts of plastic. And clothes, too, now with synthetic fibers, you know, like spandex, things like that, and, you know, all the new fast fashion things that are incredibly cheap and inexpensive, look great, have great characteristics. You know, it's no longer those polyester suits that we used to mock in the 60s and 70s. We have much nicer synthetic fabrics. And these replaced more expensive, scarce natural materials like cotton, wool, linen, and even leather. To give you an idea, in archaeology, there are very few examples of Greek, Roman, or Viking clothing. It's very hard to find clothing because clothing degrades. It actually degrades. It breaks down into natural byproducts, and it just is incorporated in the soil. So we don't see much of old clothing. Occasionally, there are certain circumstances where clothing is preserved. You know, maybe somebody falls into a peat bog or somebody gets frozen in ice. And then we can kind of see what the remnants of their clothing look like. But that's old-fashioned clothing. Modern clothing is kind of forever. And so in the 1980s, they started to realize that we were just making mounds and mounds and mounds and mounds and mounds of plastic. And there was a lot of pushback against that. And there was something called NIMBY, not in my backyard. We were burying the plastic in landfills, but the landfills were filling up. And we were realizing that we couldn't keep up with the plastic. And so the notion of recycling began. And according to the book, this is really kind of a public relations effort by the plastic industry to make us think that it's all okay. It's kind of a greenwashing of plastic manufacture. But it turns out that at best, only 20% of our plastic that gets discarded is recyclable. And part of the reason is that plastic is often contaminated with other things, you know, like plastics mixed in with metal, and that is sometimes, and there's food residues in the plastic, and it's a mess to pull apart. Plus, you've got to break down the plastic. Plastic contains a lot of chemicals, and the kind of plastic that you want may not want those chemicals in it to, you know, for flexibility purposes or transparency, you know, color, characteristics, etc. So it's hard to make it go back to an original raw material, right? Unlike metal, for example, you know, you can take, it is said that when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, they attacked Pearl Harbor with steel that we had demolished on the Second Avenue L, which is an elevated train in New York that was demolished. We sold the steel scrap to the Japanese. They, in turn, converted it into armaments. Well, metal, easier than plastic to recycle in that way. So we have this recycling, this notion that we are coping with it, but after we realized there was too much plastic accumulating in Western countries, we decided to dump the plastic into foreign countries. And the foreign countries, they're poor, and they are very anxious to make a little bit of money. I mean, literally huge, millions and millions of tons of this stuff shipped to countries in Africa, Indonesia. China used to accept all our plastic. They stopped. They said, no more. We can't take it anymore. And they have enough of their own plastic now, so they can't cope with Western plastic. And they suddenly become a little more environmentally concerned. Other countries, very poor countries, there are no environmental controls. There's lots of bribery and corruption. So there's millions of tons of hazardous waste containing phthalates, polyvinyl chloride, bisphenol A, and all the other bisphenols, and PFAS compounds, heavy metals, flame retardants, microplastics. We found throughout the oceans, we're finding these microplastics, tiny plastic particles, because in many of these countries, they dumped the plastic in rivers. They have so much plastic, they can't recycle it. They burn it. They use it as a fuel. They literally light it on fire, and then the residues from the plastic go into the soil, go into the water, go into the air that the people there breathe, a pall of you know, toxic smoke hovers over many of these poor communities, some deep within the jungle, you know, in these remote places. And it's a big mess that we're creating for the world. So the book is Waste Wars, The Wild Afterlife of Your Trash by Alexander Clapp. And it's a tough read because it's a dilemma. And we really need to turn the ship around because we're headed for an ecological disaster. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
One of the topics I'm asked about frequently these days is men's health. Are there quality supplements that men can add to their daily routine that help address some of these questions? I'm happy to report that Protocol for Life Balance has come to the rescue. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a unique suite of supplements for men's specific health needs. Virility for Men, Raw Maca, Prostate B, and Ortho Multi for Men. Virility for Men supports endocrine function, Raw Maca supports healthy sexual function, Prostate B provides targeted nutritional and antioxidant support for the prostate, and Ortho Multi for Men is a comprehensive formula that delivers balanced nutrition for the support of optimal wellness and vitality. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. CBD is a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which has now introduced extra strength versions to their wellness blends, CBD Calm and CBD Sleep. These extra support products combine the everyday wellness benefits of THC-free CBD with well-studied effective ingredients offering non-habit-forming options for natural sleep and relaxation support. Extra support CBD Calm helps ease tension, soothes irritability, and contributes to a greater sense of contentment. Extra support CBD Sleep aids occasional sleeplessness so you can get the rest you need and wake up alert and focused. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new extra support sleep and calm wellness blends.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
To America.
You hear that? That's the sound of your business losing money. Legacy phone systems weren't built for today's teams. Open Phone gives your business a smarter way to stay connected. Open Phone lets you manage calls, texts, voicemail, and contacts all in one place so that you and your team can deliver a seamless customer experience from ring to need to take calls on the go? Open Phone automatically transcribes, summarizes, and highlights next steps from every call, so you never miss a detail. Need insight into what closes a sale? With OpenPhone's AI call tags, you can instantly spot key topics like objections or pricing questions, and use those insights to coach your team and level up every customer interaction. And yes, you can bring your existing number with you for free. Keep your team in sync and your customers happy with OpenPhone. OpenPhone. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try OpenPhone for free at openphone.com/try and get 20% off your first 6 months. That's openphone.com/try. openphone.com/try.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From Cracker Barrel rebranding to executive orders that target the burning of the U.S. flag, we're going to delve deep on all the questions that nobody else even wants to ask. Tune in for the answers at Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. Our number, just a reminder that you can shop hundreds of curated vetted supplements in my full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com, where I also have protocols to help you achieve your health goals. You can begin with a starter kit. There are protocols tailored to your health concerns like allergy, bone, brain, detox, heart, immune, sleep, and stress support. This item, effective ultra-processed food consumption on male reproductive and metabolic health. And this is a theme that we're seeing a lot of. People are now looking at the effects of ultra-processed food. Well, we know, look, you know, mom already knew to tell you, don't eat all that junk food. In my house, they use a Yiddish word to describe that food. They called it chazerai. Chazerai. Those of you who are Jewish background, you may have heard that term from your parents or grandparents. Ultra-processed food, harmful in so many ways. We've covered this in a lot of different studies that are coming out now. This one focuses on male reproductive and metabolic health. And the study found that compared with an unprocessed diet, ultra-processed foods impaired cardiometabolic and reproductive health. To wit, what they found was, okay, they did a crossover design where they first fed the people, the men, the ultra-processed food, and then the relatively unprocessed food. And they found that there were adverse effects, predictably, on body weight, LDL cholesterol, the high-density lipoprotein, the good cholesterol went down, independent of caloric load. That's the interesting thing. You know, some of these studies, you say, well, of course, yeah, okay, ultra-processed food, you're going to eat more, so you're going to gain weight. But apart from the caloric load, there were adverse effects on metabolism. But they also found that there were hormones involved in energy metabolism and spermatogenesis. In other words, the formation and well-being of sperm were affected. There were decreased levels of certain hormones like FSH and growth differentiation factor 15. Sperm quality trended towards impairment with the ultra-processed diet. Even the sperm couldn't stand the ultra-processed foods. And so what they found was this study provides evidence that consumption of ultra-processed food is detrimental for cardiometabolic and reproductive outcomes, regardless of excessive caloric intake. So we're having two problems in the West. We're seeing, A, people don't want to have kids anymore because their economic prospects are less optimistic, right? So we're seeing people not having kids, sometimes people not having kids for, you know, save the planet. I won't have kids, okay? Other people say, well, yeah, I got to limit the number of kids I have because I can't afford to send all these kids to college and feed the kids, and, you know, buy a house and all that stuff. But there's also a lot of problems with fertility. People not only are delaying procreation, waiting till they have successful careers and make a decent amount of money, but there's also deteriorating quality of sperm and eggs. And to some extent, that may be due to dietary factors. And this is a good lead-in to talking about men's health. One of the topics I'm asked about frequently these days is men's health. And the question is, are there quality supplements that men can add to their daily routine that help address some of these questions? I'm happy to report that Protocol for Life Balance is on the case. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products, as you know, using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a unique suite of supplements for men's specific health needs. Virility for men, raw maca, Prostate B, and Ortho Multi for men. Virility for men supports endocrine function. Raw maca supports healthy sexual function. Prostate B provides targeted nutritional and antioxidant support for the prostate. And Ortho Multi for men is a comprehensive formula that delivers balanced nutrition for the support of optimal wellness and vitality. For more information and to order, Just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. Okay, when it comes to trackers, there are a lot of options these days. I read an article about trackers recently, but what I'm about to tell you about hadn't yet come out. We have trackers now for, obviously, pulse rate. Okay, you can use an Apple Watch. You can see your pulse rate. I find it very useful when I'm working out. Am I getting, you know, how much am I really, you know, is my engine really revving? It's kind of like a tachometer in your car. So you watch your pulse rate when you're exercising. Are you having kind of a meh kind of workout, or are you really pushing the envelope in terms of your endurance? And there's also, obviously, trackers that tell you your steps, how far you've gone. I use that when I take a walk, figuring, oh, I'm going to come back. It's, oh, wow, 14,000 steps. Great, okay. And there are now trackers for your blood sugar, okay? And that you don't have to stick your finger anymore. You can wear a continuous glucose monitor and track your blood sugar. See how you react to certain foods. See how you react to, you know, sleep deprivation, exercise, stress, and so on. The latest trend in wearables is an innovative tech startup has come up with something called the Hormometer monitoring system. For women, they'll monitor your progesterone, which is helpful in terms of timing conception, okay, because it's kind of like, you know, you used to check your mucus, your cervical mucus, or check your temperature using a basal body thermometer. Now you can actually get a continuous monitoring system with a simple saliva sample in your smartphone. You can get a lab-grade hormone test result in 20 minutes for progesterone. But more interesting to me is, and by the way, this company is Eli Health, Eli.health. And more interesting to me is they have a system that monitors your cortisol. Now, what is cortisol? Is a stress hormone. And cortisol is very important because you want to keep your cortisol manageable. On the other hand, you don't want to have negligible cortisol because that means that you have really, really weak adrenals and you feel weak and woozy, got no get up and go, you know, just experience tremendous lassitude and fatigue. So I use the cortisol test in my practice. I would have patients take a kid home, and then they would measure the cortisol in awakening, and then mid-morning, and then mid-afternoon, and then near bedtime, because high cortisol at bedtime interferes with sleep. And also, people were extremely stressed. They had high cortisol all day long. It's just supposed to be high in the morning, just kind of your wake-up call, the natural way that your body activates. And this was referred to as your ASI, your adrenal stress index. Well, now, with this new company, Eli Health, you can do this at home, and you can actually monitor your cortisol to see if it's too high, too low, see how it responds to stressful circumstances, to see how it responds to some sleep deprivation. Like I got up super early this morning, slept a little less. Was my cortisol a little higher? Yeah, probably, because I kind of woke up with a shot at 5:30 in the morning, full of energy, maybe a little bit of excess anxiety. Cortisol is also sometimes high when you're in overtraining syndrome, when you're working out too hard. And that can also be assigned to athletes, that maybe they should cool it, take a couple of days off. So interesting development in terms of wearables. The wearables are really going to proliferate, and I'll keep updating you on the latest trends in wearables. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255, our number for Intelligent Medicine.
Unlock the secret of the muscadine grape, nature's antioxidant powerhouse. It's the only grape with an extra pair of chromosomes that supercharges its health benefits. It's packed with more antioxidants than blueberries, cranberries, acai, or pomegranates, and its unique genetic edge provides a rich concentration of protective phytonutrients like ellagic acid, resveratrol, quercetin, anthocyanidins, and more. Backed by 15 years of scientific research, you can harness the power of the muscadine grape with the Mighty Muscadine Supplement. Supporting heart health, promoting a strong immune system, enhancing brain function, improving joint and sexual health, and aiding in a healthy inflammatory response. The Mighty Muscadine Supplement helps you age better with a science-backed, easy-to-take capsule. I've added it to my daily regimen and feel the difference that nature and an extra pair of chromosomes can make. Visit MightyMuscadine.com and use coupon code Hoffman for 15% off site-wide. That's MightyMuscadine.com, America's first grape with powerful benefits for your health.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Jason Walker. Now, much of President Trump's agenda being challenged and headed to the Supreme Court. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
During the early months of his second term, the president has pushed the boundaries of executive power, and his actions could dominate the Supreme Court's upcoming docket. Donald Trump's sweeping tariffs, the crackdown on immigration, and his attempt to fire a Federal Reserve governor are all making their way through the judicial system. The nation's highest court, which has a 6-3 conservative majority, has already handed major wins to the Trump White House. Greg Clugston, Washington.
He is no stranger in the Big Apple. A well-known Republican says he likes his chances in a crowded New York City's mayor race.
Curtis Sliwa, the red beret-wearing founder of New York City's Guardian Angels Anti-Crime Patrol Group, is the Republican candidate for mayor again in the city.
If the people are good enough to elect me mayor November 4th, I'll take the beret off for all time.
He lost to Democrat Eric Adams by almost 40 percentage points in 2021.
I will be the alternative.
The field includes Adams running as an independent, along with fellow Democrat Andrew Cuomo and the official Democratic nominee, Zoran Mandami, who is leading. Sliwa is running on an anti-crime platform. Julie Walker, New York.
Thousands of London Underground staff members starting a series of strikes over pay and conditions. Those strikes, which began earlier Sunday, could shut down the subway system used by millions each and every day. Mexico's top prosecutor says his government plans to arrest more people involved in fuel theft networks between Mexico and the United States. Already taken into custody, a senior Mexican naval officer and several key business leaders. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their 3-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of 4 natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. Sleep can get you out of pain by taking their 3-week quick start. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Well, the numbers are absolutely mind-boggling if it ever comes about. Tesla asking its investors to approve a proposed compensation package for CEO Elon Musk that would be worth nearly $1 trillion. Ed Donahue takes a closer look at some phenomenal numbers.
In a regulatory filing, Tesla says if approved by shareholders, Musk would be handed shares worth as much as 12% of the company in a dozen separate packages if the electric car maker meets certain performance targets, including massive increases in car production, share prices, and operating profit. It could make Musk the first trillion-dollar executive. The payoff is in shares and not cash. Those goals are extreme. In one case, Musk would have to convince investors in the stock market Tesla is worth $2 trillion in total, double what they value it today. I'm Ed Donahue.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Baseball's Iron Man, celebrating the 30th anniversary of surpassing the great Iron Horse. Here's George Williams with the story.
It was a memorable baseball evening that captured national attention on September 6, 1995, when Baltimore Oriole great Cal Ripken Jr. broke baseball's seemingly unbreakable mark, Lou Gehrig's consecutive games record. When the game became official, the number 2131 was unfurled in right field from the brick facade of the B&O warehouse as fireworks lit up Camden Yards.
Florida has plans to drop school vaccine mandates, of course, but it's likely not to take effect for 90 days and would include only chickenpox and a few others unless lawmakers decide to extend it to other diseases. Florida Department of Health has shared some of the details Sunday, 4 days after the Surgeon General said families can decide whether to vaccinate kids in school. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Are you ready for the ultimate slapdown? Slap Wars returns to the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Join Heartbot Productions for this battle of the hands on Saturday, September 13th. Watch it all while these Slap Warriors face off to be the last slappers standing. Tickets for this thrilling competition start at $35. Must be 21 to attend. Tickets include $10 in free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we'll begin this time with a thrilling offering of The Whistler, and later present the finale of the Flight 6 Matter, a Bob Bailey-led Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline. All right, starring in this opening broadcast will be Laurette Philbrett and Ned Lefevre. It's known as Cover Up, and it's from November 7, 1948.
Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
And now the Whistler's strange story. Cover Up.
As the cold gray dawn broke over the fog-shrouded coastal village of Benton Cove, death came to the big house on the hill. Moments after the chimes of the hall clock had echoed six times through the silent house, a door along the upstairs corridor closed quietly, and Joan Harper, white-faced, nervously twisting a handkerchief in her fingers, moved slowly down the great circular stairway. At the foot of the stairs, she stopped, looked back over her shoulder for an instant, and then hurried into the library. As she picked up the phone, placed her call with the operator, her thoughts raced back to a moment 2 years ago, to a bright, warm spring morning in the garden when David Blaine had come to her.
Joan. Joan.
Here I am, David. Over here.
Hard at work, I see.
Well, these plants certainly do need a lot of care. I don't suppose you'd be interested in some spade work, Mr. Blaine?
Well, might be.
Good. And after that, I'll have something else for you to do. The hedge along the...
Joan.
Yes, David.
I suppose you couldn't help overhearing that row upstairs.
Well, Adele's voice has a way
of... It's no use, Joan. I've tried to make it work, but it just won't. I'll be leaving in a day or two, moving into an apartment in Los Angeles.
I see.
Of course, there'll be no divorce. If Adele was well and strong, that would be another matter, but she isn't, and... Well, I just...
I know, David.
I'll do all I can for Adele, of course.
Adele has more than enough money to take care of everything.
I just can't stay on here any longer. It wouldn't be good for Adele, either. You understand why I can't stay, don't you, Joan?
Yes. I understand. David.
Yes?
Nothing. It's nothing.
Yes. That was 2 years ago, wasn't it, Joan? 2 long years. Yet you remember it well, don't you? You understood then quite clearly why it was impossible for him to stay here at the house. And at that moment, you wanted to tell David that you were in love with him, too. But you couldn't. And you told yourself it would all work out for the best this way. David would go away and there would be no divorce. Your sister Adele would always stand between you as long as she lived. Now, 2 years later, you're placing David to tell him that Adele is dead.
Hello?
David, this is Joan.
Joan? Well, this is a surprise. How are you?
David, I've been trying to reach you for the past 2 hours.
Well, I was at the airport seeing someone off, you know. Just this minute got back to the apartment. Joan, is something wrong?
It's Adele. She's dead.
Dead?
Yes, sometime during the night. She shot herself. David?
Yes?
She was expecting you last night.
I know. Something came up at the last minute. I couldn't make it. I was planning to drive down this morning.
I see. All right, David. You'll hurry?
Yes. Yes, I'll leave right away.
Your hand is trembling as you replace the receiver. There's a tight, hard knot in your throat. A mere sound of his voice can do that, can't it, Joan? But there's something else. David's manner. His excuse about not coming down. And that vague feeling that has persisted ever since you were awakened by the gunshot. In that confused, half-awake state, it sounded as if there was someone on the back stairs hurrying away. But you couldn't be sure. The thought keeps running through your mind now as you wait for David, while you answer the many questions of Sheriff Quinn. And then it's all swept away as you meet David. And in the days that follow, you call yourself foolish for letting your imagination run wild. David helps with everything after he arrives, and you stand side by side at the funeral attended by a large gathering of friends, villagers. And when it's over, you walk from the family crypt down the tree-shaded path toward the road in the waiting car.
David?
Yes?
Have you made any plans about going back to the city?
No, nothing definite. How about you, Joe?
Oh, I suppose I'll stay on at the house with Mrs. Hastings.
Joan?
Yes?
Who's that man walking up ahead, the one in the trench coat?
Oh, that's Mark Quinn. He's the sheriff here.
Sheriff? I see. Rather young, isn't he?
Yes. Very capable, they say. Why do you ask?
Oh, I couldn't help noticing during the services back there. He seemed to take it all pretty badly. I've seen that look on a man's face before. Hard, drained of all color, a little angry. Yet you know he's crying inside. He was in love with Adele, wasn't he?
Yes, ever since high school. They were engaged once.
Then I came along. Is that it?
That's it.
You know, I had a hunch it was something like that. Suppose he blames me for what's happened.
Oh, of course not, David.
He didn't come around to offer his condolences.
Well, perhaps he's going to do that now.
What?
He stopped at the gate. I think he's waiting for us.
Oh. Yeah. Yes, I think he is.
Oh, Joan.
Hello, Mark.
I don't suppose I'm the first to say this, but, well, if there's anything I can do...
Thank you, Mark. Oh, you've never met David, have you?
Hello, Mark.
We met a long time ago, Mr. Blaine. I don't suppose you remember. I was at the wedding.
Oh, I see. Sorry, I...
That's quite all right. Some people have a memory for faces. Others don't. I happen to have. Although sometimes it plays tricks on me.
That so?
Take the other night, for instance. Tuesday night, the night that Mrs. Blaine died. I could have sworn I saw you getting off the train here at the depot.
Oh?
Caught only a glimpse of the face. I was mistaken, of course. You couldn't have been on that train.
No, I didn't arrive till the following morning. I drove down.
Uh-huh. Well, I know you're anxious to get back up the hill, Joan. I won't keep you. Remember, if I can be of any help.
What? Oh, yes, thank you, Mark.
The fear has swept over you once again, hasn't it, Joan? The fear that points a finger of suspicion to David. And you wonder if Mark really did see David at the depot Tuesday night. Wonder if Mark actually believes he was mistaken. As you drive back to the house, you wonder, too, about the footsteps you thought you heard on the back stairs the same night. You don't want to think about it. Try to force it from your mind, but you can't. And you're afraid that what you suspect is true. That David was in the house the night your sister died. When you return to the house, you leave David downstairs in the library. Hurry up to your room. Pick up the phone. And moments later, you're talking to the telephone operator at David's business office.
I'm sorry. Mr. Blaine is out of town.
Oh, yes, I remember now. He said something about going down to Benton Cove. When did he leave?
He left Tuesday on the afternoon train.
Tuesday afternoon? You're certain?
Yes, I'm quite certain. I made the reservation myself.
Oh, I see. Thank you. He was here that night. David was here.
You're listening to The Whistler on When Radio Was. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
It's
set time again for the Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds with free admission for all ages. It's the return of beautiful dancers, the feel of powerful drummers, all from across the nation. Learn and experience firsthand the culture of the Native American people. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and the Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow, October 3rd through the 5th at the Reading Rodeo Grounds. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potter Family, Reading Rancheria, Wind River Resort and Casino. This station and other proud sponsors.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over. Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
And now, let's wrap up this tale from The Whistler on When Radio Was.
There's little doubt in your mind now, is there, Joan? David was in the house the night Adele died. You suspect the terrible reason as you wonder why he lied to you. You're afraid to think about it, afraid of what it can mean. You pace up and down the room for hours, fighting the horrible thoughts that keep creeping into your mind. Finally, there's a knock on the door. Mrs. Hastings, the housekeeper, enters.
Dinner will be ready in about an hour, Miss Jones.
Dinner? Oh, I don't...
Mr. David was wondering if you'd like to join him in the library for a cocktail before...
No. No, I don't think I'll come down tonight, Mrs. Hastings. I'm not feeling well.
You really should have something, Miss Jones.
I'll be all right. Perhaps after I rest a while.
Very well.
A moment after Mrs. Hastings leaves, you slip quietly down the back stairs, out into the cool night air, and start down the road to the village. You can't bear to face David now, can you? Not until you've had more time to think. You keep telling yourself it's all a horrible mistake. You're confused. But it'll all work out somehow. Then as you cross the small wooden bridge a short distance from the house, you hear someone call.
Joan. Oh, Joan.
Who is it?
Oh, hello. Out for a little stroll?
Oh, Mark. What are you doing here?
Thought I'd take in a little night air. Beautiful evening, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Going down the village?
Yes.
Mind if I go along?
No, of course not.
I'm sort of glad I ran into you.
Oh?
Yes, I've been wanting to talk to you about Adele. Of course, if you'd rather I didn't...
No, it's quite all right, Mark. What?
When you found her. You didn't touch anything. The gun, for instance.
Gun? Why, no, I didn't even notice it until later after Dr. Kempston had arrived. It had fallen from her hand. Why do you ask?
Well, there's something rather odd about the fingerprints on it. Adele's prints.
What do you mean?
The position of the prints is rather unusual. Would seem more like that gun had been placed in her hand. Then the hand had been closed tightly around the handle to make the print.
Oh, I see.
It doesn't seem natural to me the way the gun was held.
Oh?
But then, who knows? I guess it's entirely possible.
Mark, I don't believe I'll go down to the village after all. I just remembered something.
Oh?
I'll have to go back to the house. You go on.
Something important?
Yes. Yes, it's quite important.
Suddenly, you've made up your mind, haven't you, John? Yes. You've got to see David right away. You've got to know for certain. You hurry back to the house, to the library. David isn't there. You go on up to his room. Knock on the door. No answer.
David. David?
You call his name softly, but sensing as you do that he's not in the room. And knowing, too, that you're glad you don't actually have to face him. Then your eyes move to the top of the bureau, to a letter addressed to David. Your hand moves to it slowly, mechanically. And even as you tell yourself that it's wrong, you take the letter from its envelope, stare at the first page, at the letterhead of Doctors Ferguson and Dundee, physicians and surgeons. You know at once that old Dr. Ferguson, executor of Adele's father's estate, wrote that letter. That isn't important, is it, Joan? It's what he tells David in the first paragraph. A brief paragraph, but so very important.
And so, David, I feel it my duty to advise you that in the event of Adele's death prior to yours, and while a state of marriage still exists, all of the monies and property involved in your late father-in-law's estate are bequeathed to you. Oh, no. Oh, David. Oh.
Jim, I didn't know you were in here.
I thought, David, have you seen him?
I believe he's out in the garden, miss. Said something about taking a turn before dinner.
I see. Thank you, Mrs. Hastings.
You tremble as you go downstairs and out into the garden. It was wrong of you to be in David's room. Wrong to take his letter. But somehow you couldn't help it. And those words keep blurring in your mind as you walk quickly toward the rose arbor. David had a motive to kill her, didn't he, Joan? A strong one. And no matter how hard you try to fight down your fears, they persist. Suddenly, you're aware of David's voice. And you step back. Stand behind the protection of the rose arbor, listening as he questions old Ben, the gardener.
What you mean to say is, Ben, you didn't do as you were told that night.
Well, Mr. David, I didn't mean to go against Miss Adele's wishes, but I was tired. I saw no reason why I should go into town.
But all the other servants did go into town.
Yes, sir. Oh, if only we had known what poor Miss Adele was planning to do to herself.
It might have been prevented, yes. But what I was wondering about, Ben, from your cottage, didn't you hear the shot?
Yes, but I thought it was only a car backfire.
You didn't go out, look around in the yard?
You mean there might have been someone here, Mr. David, that it might not have been suicide?
I'm asking the questions, Ben. Did you see or hear anyone?
No, sir. No, sir. I didn't...
That's all I want to know.
But I guess there could have been someone, Mr. David. I had no idea anyone even suspected...
No one does, Ben. Forget it. Forget we even discussed the matter.
The tone of David's voice frightens you, doesn't it, Joan? You draw back into the shadows as the two men start away toward old Ben's cottage. Then you turn and hurry back to the house. Enter the library, the letter still clasped in your hand. You want to read that terrible, frightening paragraph again, but David suddenly calls your name.
Joan! Joan!
You whirl around, frantically wondering if he saw you. Knows that you were listening outside.
Joan!
Then, as you hear him coming toward the library, you remember the letter. Know that you must hide it. You turn hurriedly, slip the letter behind a heavy oil painting on the mantelpiece.
Oh, there you are, Joan. I've been wanting to talk to you.
I was in the garden.
Oh?
David, is there anything special you want to tell me?
Why, yes. Joan, when everything is cleared up here, I'll be going away again. If I sent for you, say, in 6 months, would you come to me?
I don't know, David.
You don't know?
No. No, I don't, David. It seems there are more important things we should be talking about.
More important things? What could be more important than you and I? You know why I went away the first time. You must know now that I'd do anything for you.
Yes, I believe you would do anything.
What are you talking about, John?
David, where were you the night Adele died?
I told you. I was in Los Angeles. Joan, where are you going?
Leave me alone, David. I've got to think.
Goodness, Miss Joan. You've scarcely touched your breakfast.
I'm sorry. I don't want any more.
My dear, you simply must calm yourself. I know you didn't sleep at all well last
Mrs.
night,
Mrs. Hastings, I'm going to drive into town. If you have to reach me for any reason, I'll be at Dr. Ferguson's office.
All right, Miss Joan.
May I help you? I'm Joan Harper. I wanted to see Dr. Ferguson.
Were you a patient of his?
No. But you see, he looked after my sister and handled her affairs.
Dr. Ferguson passed away last week.
He's dead?
Yes. Pneumonia.
Oh, I see.
Could Dr. Dunby help you?
No. No, I'm afraid not. It wasn't anything important anyway. Thank you. Yes, Mrs. Hastings?
Oh, goodness, Miss Joan, I didn't know whether to call you or not. But Mr. David has decided to leave. He's upstairs packing.
Packing? Now?
Yes, I didn't know if he discussed it with you or not. It all seemed so sudden.
I'll go up. David.
Oh, it's you, Joan. I thought you...
David, why are you going away?
I told you.
But only last night. You said you were going to wait until everything was cleared up.
Everything's as clear as it'll ever be, John. Look, I just can't say why, but...
Yes, David?
Well, I can't stand it around here. This house, the memories.
Is that all that bothers you, David?
Joan, I wish that...
Miss Joan!
In a minute, Mrs. Hastings.
I'm sorry, but Sheriff Quinn is downstairs. There's a man with him. He insists on seeing Mr. David.
Sheriff. Oh, David, David.
I'll go talk to him.
No. I want to go with you, David. We'll talk to him together.
Going down the stairs, you take his hand, grasp it tightly, reassuringly. But all the time, the fears of the past few days pound in your brain, telling you exactly what's going to happen when you walk into the living room with David to confront Sheriff Mark Quinn.
Oh, morning, John. Sorry to disturb you.
It's all right, Mark. I understand you want to talk to David.
Yes. Mr. Blaine, this is Joe Larkins.
Oh? You don't remember, I guess, Sheriff.
The night your wife was killed, Mr. Blaine, Larkins here was on a freight train that passed through Benton Cove on its way to Los Angeles.
It's him, all right. Can't be no mistake. He swung on the train, rode up to L.A., and hopped off.
Oh, David.
Blaine, I had a hunch all along. You were in town the night your wife was shot. Now, I'd go a step further and say you were in this house.
David, oh, David, tell them it isn't true. Tell them you never saw this man before.
I'm sorry, Joe. There's no use pretending any longer. He saw me all right. I was on that freight. And I was here that night with Adele.
It's all over, isn't it, Joan? In David's own words, there's no use pretending any longer. And you look from him to the quiet, accusing face of Sheriff Mark Quinn. There's no doubt or question. David was in the house on the night Adele died. He had every reason to kill her. You know that from what you read in the letter you hid behind the painting on the mantelpiece. It can mean only one thing. David is guilty. And then you're suddenly aware of his voice, speaking quietly, futilely, telling Sheriff Quinn another version of what happened the night he came here to see Adele.
I suppose there's little use telling it. I knew how it would sound then. That's why I ran.
Ran?
You saw me all right that night at the station, Sheriff. I came down on the train. Adele had phoned that afternoon, asked me to come. Said she'd arranged for us to be alone so we could talk, get things straightened out once and for all. When I arrived at the house, in Adele's room, she was dead.
Go on, Mr. Blaine.
I don't know whether she asked me to come here to frame me or not. Anyway, the gun was lying on the floor beside her. I picked it up without thinking.
Uh-huh.
Then I realized how I was going to look. I wiped the gun off, pressed it back into Adele's hand.
Oh, David.
An interesting story, Blaine.
It's true. You knew about it, Quinn. It was all in that letter of Dr. Ferguson.
Now, wait a minute. I don't know anything about any letter.
You took it, Quinn. Knowing it would have saved me.
Dr. Ferguson's letter?
Yes.
David, what are you saying? That letter makes everything worse. Your motive.
Do you know anything about any letter, Joan?
Yes, I hid it. Here, behind this picture, I'll get it.
Joan, you did this for me?
Oh, I knew it was wrong, David, but I couldn't help it. I just knew you didn't do it. I hid it to help you.
Give me that letter.
You didn't read it all, did you, Joan?
I read enough.
Read the second page, Sheriff. That last paragraph.
I tell you these things, David, because of the situation existing between you and your wife, Adele. And because my most recent examination shows that she has less than a month to live.
David.
Well, I guess that does it, David. Nobody would kill someone who had only a month to live. Sorry I caused you so much trouble.
Oh, David. And I almost burned that letter.
Featured in tonight's story were Laurette Philbrand and Netla Fever. The Whistler was produced and directed by George W. Allen, with story by Lewis Hampton and music by Wilbur Hatch, and was transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. Remember, at this same time next Sunday, another strange tale by The Whistler. Marvin Miller speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Cover Up, an episode of The Whistler from November 7th, 1948. I'm Greg Bell, and coming up next on When Radio Was, we wrap up yet another five-part Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar storyline. We'll present the final installment of the Flight 6 matter right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits. A fantastic 3-CD collection of 75 of the most popular instrumental songs by legendary musicians. Enjoy songs like Walk, Don't Run by The Ventures, Sail Along Silvery Moon by the Billy Vaughan Orchestra, So Rare by Jimmy Dorsey and his orchestra, Red River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Buy this 75-song compilation now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now and you'll also receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77. Return to Paradise with Percy Faith and Honky Tonk by Bill Doggett by ordering A Summer Place, Great Instrumental Hits at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to enter or mention coupon code SUMMER77 to get reduced shipping and handling. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of 75 timeless instrumental hits can be yours for the amazing low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Receive your special bonus of reduced shipping and handling by entering or mentioning coupon code SUMMER77.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. So at what age do you get your kids a smartphone? It's a conundrum that many parents are dealing with these days.
But if you need a phone for your child but want them to steer clear of the internet and social media, then check out the Pinwheel Kids Phone. Dane Whitback from Pinwheel has more.
Pinwheel is a family technology company. Our first product is the kids' phone. So we make software that goes onto an Android phone for kids between the age of 11 and 15. And it's a first phone product to help them get introduced to technology in a safe and well thought out way, and to help to sort of match with where they're at in their tech maturity journey, and gives parents all the tools to easily monitor and control what's happening on the child's phone, add content, track location, control communications, those sort of things.
Check out the Pinwheel Kids Phone at pinwheel.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, and now the finale of the yours truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Flight 6 Matter, which originally played out over five consecutive weeknights in late January and early February of 1956.
From Hollywood, it's time now for...
Johnny Dollar.
Here is your call to Mexico City, senor.
Oh, thanks. Hello?
Macklin, Department of Civil Air Transport.
Hi, Mac.
Dollar, what have you learned in Acapulco?
Not very much, I'm afraid.
But you said you were following the girl down there. Marvel Terrence.
Yeah, and a few others who might have had a hand in the explosion aboard Flight 6. Beneficiaries of the insured on that flight.
What others?
Ramon de Lagos, whose wife died in the crash. Don Serrano, her brother. Bill Blakely, whose business partners were aboard.
Well, have you and Gino learned anything from them? From the girl?
Not yet.
But you said she might know who caused that explosion aboard the plane.
Right, and she promised to talk.
Well?
Your little helper, Gino, and I just pulled her body out of the surf down below the hotel here.
Johnny? Murder?
Yeah.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Acapulco, Mexico, to the Home Office Guaranteed Transport Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut. Assignment, the Flight 6 matter. Expense account, final page. Item 12, $1.80 for the phone call to Mac Macklin in Mexico City. I had to get Mac out of bed to tell him what had happened. That Marvel Terrence had been murdered. That somebody had silenced the girl around whom the whole case had seemed to center, since Flight 6 had exploded in midair three nights before and carried the passengers and crew to their deaths. Mac was shocked and offered any additional help I might need. But he had no new information at his end, and it was obvious now that any answers would have to be found right here in Acapulco. As I hung up the phone, Gino Romero came rushing in from the hotel terrace.
Senor Dollar.
What is it, Gino?
A prowler is out on the hotel grounds. The police cars go to block off the road at the bottom of the slope.
Good, come on.
The stairs are over this way, senor.
Right with you. A little light wouldn't hurt anything down here.
There's no time. This way, into the brush, is a footpath.
All right, lead the way.
Over there is only 100 feet to a cliff. The other side is the road for the hotel. Here is the only place anybody can go. It is down this slope.
Yeah, but there are plenty of places to hide.
And see, senor, but it's a matter... Oh, wait. Listen.
We could hear someone moving through the jungle growth a few yards away, moving swiftly but cautiously. Then a sudden silence. Whoever it was, it also stopped and was listening for Gino and me. We waited for the fugitive to move again, straining our ears, trying to tag the location. Seconds passed. Then a slight rustle ahead of us. Gino nudged me and we slipped quietly toward the sound. Get your hands up. Well, well.
Buenas noches, Senor Dollar.
You seem to be quite a night owl, Don Serrano.
Not ordinarily, Senor. The circumstances which place me in this rather awkward position are not usual ones, I assure you.
You were up there prowling around the hotel. Why?
I was looking for my unmentionable brother-in-law.
Ramon de Lagos? Why? What made you think he'd be here?
I went to his hotel. He was not in his room. I knew he had not been able to see Miss Terence since she had spent the evening with you. So I assumed he might be waiting for her here, at her hotel. And my assumption has, of course, been proven correct.
Did you see him?
No, but I heard the police discussing the murder of Miss Terence. It was obviously Ramon's handiwork.
Still after him, huh?
My feeling about Ramon is not a secret, senor.
Nor his about you. So why did you go to his hotel?
To kill him. Why else?
Time was running out, so we took Don Serrano back to the hotel to the police. One very important person hadn't put in an appearance. Gina went down to Bill Blakely's room, knocked on the door, then opened it with a passkey and went in. Blakely wasn't there. We searched the room.
The bed has been sleeping, senor.
Yeah, I notice. But for how long, that's the question.
It's possible he was wake up when the senorita screams before she escaped.
He might have been. He must have dressed. His pajamas are there on the floor. I wonder.
Sorry if it was a quarrel of lovers, the jealousy. He did not like it when the senorita was go with you tonight.
I don't think it's that simple, Gino. Let's get this bag open. Have a look inside. Maybe we can... It's not even locked. He seems to have been traveling light.
They're on the top, senor.
Yeah, I see.
What is it?
Box of .38 caliber cartridges spilled open. And that piece of oilcloth. He had a gun packed in here. No, it's gone. He got up, loaded a gun and left. Took the gun with him. If it was before the scream, that's one thing. But if it was afterward, then...
What are you thinking, senor?
I think we'd better take the police with us, get over to the Hotel Caleta and check up on our third suspect.
Ramon? But Don Serrano said he is not there.
Don Serrano could say anything. I think we'd better get over there, Gino, and do it fast. Clickstead, room 34. That's the second door down.
Si.
Let's go. Ramon!
Who is it?
Johnny Dollar, open up. Watch yourself, Gino.
Si.
Come on in, Dollar.
You're Blakely.
Yeah. Better hand over the gun, Blakely. You won't get a chance to use it now. The police are out in the lobby.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Ramon didn't show up, huh?
I wish he had. That's all I was asking, just one clear shot at him.
Are you sure he's the one who killed her?
Sure enough.
Did you see him?
No, but he's the one. She was scared of him, Dollar. She told me earlier in the afternoon, before you got down here to Acapulco.
Told you what?
She said Ramon had followed her here from Mexico City. That he'd been acting strange. She said she was glad I was staying at the same hotel. That she didn't want to see him or talk to him.
Yeah, it figures all right. It checks with what she said to me last night. If she'd only given me a little more to go on.
She was a real great kid, Dollar. The greatest as far as I was concerned.
Yeah.
As soon as I realized what had happened, I loaded my gun and came here to wait for him. I figured he'd try to get back to his room. But he didn't show. It's too bad. She was a real great kid. And I'd have died for her if she asked me to. I loved her. She was the...
Here, I hear you, sir. There he is.
Come on, Gino.
Si, senor.
You're listening to yours truly, Johnny Dollar. We'll be back with more right after this.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McLean today at 530-605-4565.
Back-to-school specials are here at Charlou's Tap House. Feed the whole family with a large shoe-topping pizza, big fresh salad, and a basket of breadsticks, all for just $48. And hey, don't forget to book your kids' birthday party in our adventure room. They'll make their own pizzas, jump in the bounce house, and play in the arcade. Or let them play while you relax and dine. Parents, we've got you covered, too. Happy hour, 7 days a week, from 3 to 6 p.m. Enjoy the beer wall for 25% off and deals on appetizers. Stop by Charlou's, located at 1901 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway. Charlou's Tap House, where family traditions begin.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Since 1934, Grange Co-op has been more than just a store. We've been a cornerstone of our community, owned by people like you. We proudly offer top-quality farm and ranch supplies, including our own Rogue Feed, as well as workwear, western apparel, garden essentials, and pet care products. By signing up as a Grange Rewards customer, you not only enjoy exclusive benefits like special offers and 1% back on most purchases, but you also become part of something bigger, a cooperative that you own and help shape. Join Grange Rewards today.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
From Cracker Barrel rebranding to executive orders that target the burning of the U.S. flag, we're going to delve deep on all the questions that nobody else even wants to ask. Tune in for the answers at Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
And now, let's get back to Bob Bailey starring as Johnny Dollar on When Radio Was.
Ravon had been spotted. He started to enter the hotel, saw the police, turned and ran. He was armed with a pistol. He'd fired a shot at one of the police officers and then jumped over the balustrade and disappeared into the dark curve of Caleta Beach. The police cars quickly threw a cordon along the bayfront street and blocked off both ends of the stretch of shoreline. For the moment, Ravon was trapped somewhere on that beach. He tipped his hand now, and he was desperate and dangerous, and he had a gun. Gino and I went out on the beach after him.
There's many places to hide here.
Not for long. They'll have some more police here within a few minutes. Come on.
It's maybe better we wait here. I do not think Ramon is planned to be taken alive.
I can still see that girl, Gino, lying at the foot of the cliff.
Si, senora. I remember.
What is it?
There, by the water, is... No, I am wrong, senor. It's only a boat pulled up on the sand.
Yeah, it's a paddle boat.
I think it's better maybe we separate, senor. I look in the pavilion, the cabañas. You stay close by the water. In this way, we are have him between us.
Good idea, Gino. But you've got the rough end of it. Take care of yourself.
Yes, senor.
Much cover along the shoreline here.
Do not move, senor. Do not make a sound.
Well, Roman, so you were hiding behind that boat.
I have nothing to lose now, senor. If you make one move, apply to call out, I will kill you.
Yeah, I think you would. All right, then, what comes next?
This boat. You will push it into the water, but be very careful. If you make any noise, even by accident, I will kill you. Quickly now. Hurry.
Relax, Ramon. You don't have a chance anyway.
We will see. Careful now. Be quiet. Good. Now get in, quickly.
Sure.
Take the paddle. Head out across the bay and be very quiet, or I will kill you.
All right, Ramon. You're just wasting your time. They'll have a police launch out here within 10 minutes.
I do not think so. They will not know. Quiet! Quiet! One more sound from that paddle and I will shoot.
Marvel Terrence. Why did you kill her, Ramon?
She made me crazy. So beautiful. And with so very much money.
I thought she would be most easy once Maria, my wife, was dead.
Then it was you who blew up the airliner in order to kill your wife and have a clear field to go after Marvel.
Marvel did not know I was married, and Maria was going to tell
her. So you sabotaged a plane and killed her, along with 10 other innocent people. And what happened tonight? Did Marvel turn you down?
He said she was suspicious of me, and she was going to tell you about it in the morning. And she said she was falling in love with you. She made me crazy.
I wish you had got back into that hotel, Ramon. I wish you'd got there before I did, while Bill Blakely was still waiting for you with a loaded gun in his hand.
Be quiet and paddle faster. We must get farther up the coast in order... What is that?
Police launch. What did you think? I told you you didn't have a chance.
No, they could not get here so soon.
Well, I forgot to mention the fact that they'd already phoned for one.
And then they do not know yet we are out here. Good. Keep paddling. Quickly.
He half turned his head to look back toward the launch. He took a chance and swung the paddle. His shot went wild, and he didn't get a second try. I caught him back at the air, and he dropped like a log. The police located our boat a few minutes later and hauled him over the gunwale and into the launch. And that should have been the end of it. But none of us realized Ramon's insane desperation. He'd only been pretending unconsciousness. On board the launch, he snatched a gun from one of the officers and tried to take over the boat. He didn't have a chance. He took a full volley of shots from three police pistols square in the chest. Expense account item 13, $312.20. Hotel and incidentals in Acapulco and Mexico City and plane fare back to the States. Expense account total, $608.10. End of expense account... End of report. Remarks? I'll never see another sunset now without thinking of her somewhere out beyond it. I hope she doesn't feel alone anymore. Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Remember, there'll be another intriguing story for you beginning next Monday night.
Next week, a dead girl comes to life in a case that's packed with lies. Yet every one of them comes true. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. Written by Les Crutchfield, it is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone. Heard in this week's cast were Virginia Gregg, Ben Wright, Edgar Berrier, Don Diamond, Russ Thorson, and Jack Moyles. Musical supervision by Amerigo Marino. Be sure to join us on Monday night, same time and station, for another exciting story of yours truly, Johnny Dollar. This is Roy Rowan speaking.
The final of five installments of the Yours Truly Johnny Dollar storyline, The Flight 6 Matter, which originally played out in late January and early February of 1956. Our next storyline is The Tears of Night Matter, and it begins at the same time of day on your local radio station next week. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and Johnny Dollar cast member Virginia Gregg was married to a busy radio producer and director. I'll name him and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
The fog is thick, the atmosphere is heavy, and the game's afoot once again.
I was wondering what to do when a covered van drove up with two men in it. They took something out of the van and carried it up the steps to the hall door. Mr. Holmes, It was a coffin.
World-famous consulting detective Sherlock Holmes and his trusted aide, Dr. Watson, roam the streets of Victorian London in search of clues to unlock each thrilling mystery in Radio Spirit's 8-CD collection, The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries.
Who has it, Watson? Why is it held back? That's the question that beats in my brain like a hammer.
Well, perhaps this mad wife of his carried it off with her. It could be in her house in Paris even now.
Yeah, but how could we search for it without the French police having their suspicions aroused? It's a case where the law is as dangerous to us as the criminals. Every man's hand is against us, and the interests at stake are colossal.
These 16 immortal adventures are adapted from the original stories by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle and produced by Jim French.
Do you really think the regular forces will be there in time?
If I did, Watson, we'd still be at Baker Street. The situation strikes me as so desperate that the most extreme measures are justified. We are, as usual, the irregulars, and we must make our own line of action.
Find out who done it in Radio Spirit's The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries. For a limited time, it's half price. Pay just $15.98. So go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 now and use offer code CLASSIC77 to save 50%.
You seem to have powers that are hardly human, Mr. Holmes.
This half-price offer will soon vanish into the London fog. So get The Classic Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, The Red Circle, and Other Mysteries today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code CLASSIC77. This offer is available for limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hey, folks, this is Dana with The Dana Show. And as many people know, I love, love, love dogs. I love my dog, and I want Wick to be around as long as possible, healthy and happy. And I recently heard from a listener who swears that Rough Greens is the reason that her 17-and-a-half-year-old Border Collie is still going strong. That's, like, a pretty amazing age for a Border Collie. So what would it be worth to you if your dog lived an extra 2 or 3 years? I've seen the difference that Rough Greens makes firsthand. It's not dog food. It's what's missing from dog food. Packed with vitamins, minerals, probiotics and enzymes, Rough Greens brings your pet's food to life, and it helps your pet have a healthier coat, better digestion, more energy, and fewer vet bills. Call 214-RUFF-DOG, R-U-F-F, and make sure they know that Dana sent you, and you'll get a free jumpstart bag, plus a free bag of Wick's favorite treats, the Rough Chews, a $30 value. Just pay shipping. This offer is only available by phone, so call 214-RUFF-DOG today. That's 214-RUFF-DOG, and tell them Dana sent you.
Welcome back to When Radio Was Her. Before the break, I was talking about Virginia Gregg. She was married to radio producer and director Jaime Del Valle, and was even occasionally credited as Virginia Del Valle. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it. But hey, remember to take a moment to visit us at the website, which is whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.